You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
In this article, the secret history of the shadow campaign that saved the 2020 election, they say in there that it was a conspiracy of big money and big corporations in both parties remove Trump and install Biden. That's what supervillains do. They like to rub things in.
But let's begin by going behind the scenes of Fox's surprise ouster of Lou Dobbs. It's not cancel culture here. It is consequence culture.
We have a responsibility to not just build tools, but to make sure that they're used for good.
Ahead to 2020, are you ahead right now?
I'm confident in where we are now. We've learned a lot since 2016, where obviously we were behind where we needed to be on defenses. I think we at this point have priced some of the most advanced systems of any company or government in the world for preventing the kind of tactics that Russia and now other countries as well have tried, kind of copying what Russia did in 2016.
How many times have you blocked Democratic candidates for office? How many times have you blocked Republican office holders? How many times have you blocked Democratic office holders? Twitter has repeatedly refused to answer that question with specific hard data. Will you commit in this hearing right now to answer those questions in writing?
That's exactly what we're pushing for as we think about building upon 230.
Is that a yes that you will answer those questions in writing?
We're going to work to answering broader transparency around outcomes.
All right, that's a no. Mr. Zuckerberg, how about you? Will you commit that Facebook will answer those specific questions, cataloging the number of instances in which Democrats in 16, 18, and 20 have been silenced versus the number of instances in which Republicans have been silenced on Facebook?
Senator, I'm not sure if we have that data available, but I will follow up with you or your team.
There are now hundreds of current and former CIA desk jockeys, analysts, posing for mainstream TV, showing their CIA badges and holding their finger up to their earpieces with sunglasses on, saying they're coming to kill us.
It's very difficult for intelligence and law enforcement to find, to discover, and to disrupt lone wolves, right? So we really need the help of the community, of the family and friends to give us warnings, right, about these kind of people.
Sedition is the incitement of insurrection against our government. And clearly what Donald Trump has done, certainly over the past 2 months since the election, is to encourage this mob and to encourage them to take these actions into their own hands.
His Homeland Security warning is stark, describing a heightened threat environment from domestic violent extremist groups that may be emboldened to act by the successful breach of the U.S. Capitol.
These groups celebrated what they did on January 6th.
Tom Warrick is a former Homeland Security official.
How severe is the threat?
This is based on what they must be seeing, that indeed everybody is seeing in social media, that these groups are continuing to say they're going to carry out acts of violence.
Following protests in the Pacific Northwest, the warning says groups are also motivated by the 2020 election results, and extremists may be inspired to target elected officials.
They've captured America. They run America. They didn't steal the election. They took it.
The U.S.-China relationship is probably one of the most important in the entire world. Why haven't you called Xi Jinping?
Well, we haven't had occasion to talk to one another yet. There's no reason not to call him. I've said to him all along that we need not have a conflict, but there's going to be an extreme competition. And I'm not going to do it the way that he knows this, because he's been sending signals as well, that I'm not going to do it the way Trump did. We're going to focus on international rules of the road.
Will that definition of bipartisanship be the one that's going forward with this White House?
Well, the president ran on unifying the country, not on creating one political party.
They're moving towards that existential battle they want to have with us. Licking their chops. They tend to make it racial, even though it's not. It's a globalist foreign Chi-Com takeover. Very, very sad. And the Pentagon is completely captured by traitors at the top.
You can find that video at band.video. Time Magazine says, eat America. We'll be right back with American Journal. Stay with us.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun has vitamin D3 highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today, because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter sun, back in stock for a limited time.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 9th of February, 2021, and you are watching American Journal on Infowars.com and band.video. Thanks so much for being here at 10 a.m. Central Time. We will be joined in studio by Jay Dyer, and he'll be here for the entire hour taking your phone calls and discussing the state of the modern world. Very excited about that, and we hope that you call in with some great comments or questions. In fact, go ahead and give us a call throughout the show about whatever you want to talk about, news you may have, ideas you may be developing, or what have you. The lines are open. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Go ahead and give us a call here at American Journal. We'd love to hear from you. And now we begin, as we do every day, with our daily dispatch. Roll the stinger. Here it is, your daily dispatch for the 9th of February, 2021. We begin with the biggest news of the day, of course. The Donald Trump impeachment trial will begin today. Donald Trump's unprecedented second impeachment trial begins on Tuesday, the 9th of February, in the Senate. He's the first U.S. president to be impeached twice. I'm sure it will go much better this time. Remember, last time it sort of fell apart because there was video and audio evidence of the phone call he was being impeached over. Of course, we have the exact same thing now, because, of course, he's being impeached for the January 6th insurrection coup that we're dealing with. On the 13th of January, U.S. representatives voted by 232 to 197 to impeach Trump over the incitement of insurrection after his supporters stormed the Capitol in an attempt to overturn November's election result. 10 Republican representatives voted to impeach him, making it the most bipartisan presidential impeachment in U.S. history. That's right, 10 Republicans makes it the most bipartisan in U.S. history. Really incredible. Of course, the discussion being had now is whether this impeachment is even valid, considering that it's not, because impeachment is supposed to kick a office-holding president out of office. But don't let precedent, the rule of law, or basic common sense get in the way of power-mad Democrats. They are impeaching him anyway, and we'll keep you up to date on the developments there. Our next story, a little bit more closer to home, actually matters, is actually something that affects the American people, unlike the political machinations of the scumbags in Congress. This is from the WashingtonPost.com. A hacker broke into Florida town's water supply and tried to poison it with lye, police said. Around 1:30 p.m. on Friday, a plant operator at a water treatment facility in Oldsmar, Florida, noticed his mouse dash around his screen. For 3 to 5 minutes, police said, he tracked the arrow as it clicked open one software function after another until it finally landed on the controls to the water's levels of sodium hydroxide, also known as lye. Then he watched the hacker, who'd taken control of the system, raise the levels of sodium hydroxide by more than 100-fold, according to police, a hazardous level that could sicken residents and corrode pipes. The operator was able to quickly fix the levels moments after the hack, but it is rather worrying that our infrastructure is this vulnerable. And, of course, he says he wasn't worried too much about it at first because the Supervisors commonly use a software which the sheriffs told Reuters is called TeamViewer to monitor the system. So there you have remote monitoring and remote activation systems on the water supply of an American town. And a hacker was able to potentially threaten to poison that entire town. Really rather worrying. Sticking in Florida here, Tampa mayor threatens police investigations of Super Bowl fans who didn't wear masks. You can find this at Infowars.com. Mayor of Tampa has threatened Super Bowl fans who were seen outside at bars not wearing face masks with police investigations. During a press conference, Mayor Jane Castor said those who flouted the rules will be identified by law enforcement. Quote, we've had tens of thousands of people all over the city, downtown, out by the stadium, Ybor City, down here in Channelside, and very, very few incidents. I'm proud of our community, but those bad actors will be identified, and the Tampa Police Department will handle it. They're just has to be that level of personal responsibility. You can supply everyone with a mask, advise them of the science behind it. Of course, you don't do that, do you? Because the science behind it says masks, not necessary, not helpful, and in many ways, a negative when trying to maintain the health of a population. But the really interesting thing about this is that the mayor herself, the mayor of Tampa, was caught on video or in a photo not wearing a mask at the Super Bowl. So yes, one rule for you, but not for me. There it is, the mayor of Tampa prosecuting maskless fans from the Super Bowl while not wearing a mask herself. And I think it's her right not to wear a mask, but she is a hypocrite, and that's worth noting. And of course, we've seen this time and time again. It's just the standard operating procedure now of the American government is they'll make laws that you have to follow or else you face extreme punishment for failing to do so while they flout those laws and completely ignore them. This is something we covered yesterday, but now it's gone a little bit viral. Viral hydroxychloroquine doctor demands Joe Biden apologize after media finally acknowledges that hydroxychloroquine works. And we'll play this video in the next segment, but it's Dr. Stella Emanuel, who, you know, we covered extensively when she first made these comments, celebrating the efficacy and, safety of hydroxychloroquine, and yet she was demonized. There was, in fact, an investigation attempting to disbar her and kick her out of her profession. And now, of course, everybody of any sort of authority is recognizing that hydroxychloroquine does, in fact, work. And perhaps if we had just listened to Stella Emanuel, Dr. Stella Emanuel, way back when she was first saying this, we could have potentially saved hundreds of thousands of lives. She says this, quote, now you have all these studies that are saying it works. What about the 500,000 plus people who've died? Who is going to be responsible for them? Somebody needs to get their behind sued so bad they will not find a way out from where they're locked up. She says, even Joe Biden called me crazy. I demand an apology from every single one of you. InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. We, of course, covered her statements extensively. She was removed from Twitter. The video was taken down. Anybody who reposted that would be removed, and yet she was right all along. This is just the modern world, I suppose. Also from Infowars.com, red flag laws, Supreme Court to decide whether police can enter your house and seize your guns without a warrant. A case before the U.S. Supreme Court will decide whether law enforcement officers have the right under the Fourth Amendment's community caretaking exceptions to enter your house and take your legally owned firearms without a warrant. Basically, from every different level, we are now seeing attacks on our most basic freedoms. It seems like the whole Bill of Rights is simply a checklist of things for the Democrats to destroy. Infowars.com reports Biden scraps Trump mandate for universities to report Chinese dealings. Of course, we've seen this over the last year. Many, many university top positions filled with people who are now arrested and charged with secretly dealing with Chinese communists and sending them money or taking money from them or what have you. Well, now Joe Biden has scrapped the policy instituted by President Trump that mandated U.S. colleges and universities report all connections with the Chinese government to encourage transparency in the face of evidence that CCP propaganda is infiltrating the education system. Once again, something InfoWars has been on top of for quite a while. Facebook to ban claims about man-made COVID-19 and unsafe vaccines as it launches election-like campaign to promote vaccination. So you'll not be allowed to point out the very dangerous side effects of vaccines or very concerning results of getting the vaccines. And in fact, I'll dedicate most of the next segment along with showing you that Stella Emanuel video to vaccine reactions that we're seeing reported across the country and across the world. This is from crisismagazine.com. It's called The Devil in Facebook. And essentially it's about how Facebook is now eliminating any ads for Catholic material or Christian material. So along with not being able to question vaccines, you will soon not be able to be a Christian on Facebook. That's just the way they are operating. The WHO has concluded that the coronavirus came from an animal and not the Wuhan lab. Oh, thank goodness we have these great people in positions of power to tell us blatant lies that are obviously undone by a mere application of logic. And finally, U.S.-led coalition convoy enters northeast Syria. A convoy of U.S.-led coalition forces enter Syria. It's the ninth since the beginning of the year.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end. We're already in the second month of 2021, and we all see it's a dystopia. The globalists are out in the open announcing world government, announcing medical tyranny, UN contact tracers to come to your house, people having their doors kicked down. This is all them trying to cement their dominance over us because they know humanity is waking up and is in the process of leaving one age, this whole globalist time of evil and darkness, and traveling not into some new satanic Luciferian new age that's perfect, but into an age of what I call challenge, or the age of real conflict, the age of decision. You're not going to read this stuff in books. It comes from my soul, my prayer, my research, my understanding of the planet. You may disagree with me. That's fine. But I'm telling you, we're leaving the old age of being asleep. We're entering the new age of being awakened, and not some new age of the new age, but God's age of the understanding.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Look, I've been harping on Q for the last few years, not because the giant, huge Q movement was competition. My goodness, I could have embraced Q and just my show would have been bigger than ever. But I can't lie to you. Not consciously. I make mistakes sometimes. And I knew Q was controlled. I knew it was putting out false info. It was covering real issues but giving fake dates, telling you we were invincible. And now we're here in 2021, and I just see so many people now that are still believing in some magic trick and that Trump's still president, he's going to save us. And that's just not the case. We're going to have to save ourselves with God's help. There's an old Bedouin saying that trust in God but tie your camel. Hunter S. Thompson said, pray to God but roll away from the rocks. And that's what InfoWars is about, is admitting the truth. There's a lot of positive things. The world's awakening to the New World Order. Q Q was an attempt to hijack our movement, and it's failed now. So now we know the truth, and now we're getting ready to take action.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Oh, Lord of hosts, be with us, for we have none other help in times of adversity but thee. Oh, Lord of hosts, have mercy on us.
Oh, Lord, a little Orthodox chant for you in the morning in honor of our guest that will be here at 10 a.m. That's Jay Dyer, and of course he'll be taking your calls and your questions for the final hour of American Journal, and we're very excited to welcome him in studio. But for now, go ahead and give us a call about whatever topics that are on your mind or in your news feed. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Go ahead and give us a call at American Journal. We want to hear from you. As Facebook, ladies and gentlemen, is banning claims, and of course they've already done this quite extensively already. If you try to question vaccines, if you have a group of people sharing their experiences with vaccines, perhaps people who in their own lives have had children who were not autistic and yet following a vaccine regimen developed that particular I don't know what it is. Is it a disease? What is autism? That condition, I guess I'll say. Well, you're not allowed to express those personal views. You're not allowed to express things such as that. But I guess they're stepping it up now with an announcement that they will now ban claims about man-made COVID-19 and unsafe vaccines as it launches election-like campaign to promote vaccination. Facebook is expanding the list of false and debunked claims about the coronavirus and vaccines that will be grounds for banning from the platform while launching the largest authoritative vaccine campaign worldwide. Under the community standards policy, posts with debunked claims that COVID-19 is man-made or manufactured, or that vaccines are ineffective, unsafe, dangerous, or cause autism will be removed starting on Monday. That's the vice president, says the vice president of integrity, Guy Rosen. Vice president of integrity. What a title that is. Of course, you remember around this time last year, there's a woman named Dr. Stella Emanuel who came out saying that hydroxychloroquine was an effective and safe way to combat COVID-19. That claim was removed from Facebook. That claim would have been deemed disinformation. And her video here you see in front of the Capitol expressing the necessity for allowing hydroxychloroquine to be used to combat this virus, that video was removed off of things like Facebook. Well, now they admit that it did work. Yes, hydroxychloroquine actually does work. And it's safe to admit that now because they've gotten what they've wanted. They've destroyed the economy through their lockdowns. They have gotten the American people to go after each other over masks. They have gotten the vaccine, not just in circulation and being distributed widely, but now you have a great many industries and companies mandating the vaccine for their employees or even their customers. So now that they've gotten what they wanted from COVID-19, it's okay to let the truth out a little bit that hydroxychloroquine was in fact the stick that would have stopped the spokes of the coronavirus train from rolling on. Here you're seeing a great many of the conflicts that we've seen over the last year or so of Americans very angrily assaulting each other over the dictates from above that they wear masks, even though everybody acknowledges masks don't actually protect you, especially not the ones that we are being mandated to wear. It doesn't actually matter. But they already have the vaccine passport in place. They have the vaccine rollout. So now it's safe to acknowledge the fact that hydroxychloroquine would have worked all along and could have saved hundreds of thousands of lives. Now, Stella Emanuel is rightfully furious at the way she was treated, and she's demanding an apology from everybody from the World Health Organization to Joe Biden for demeaning her and attempting to destroy her life for pointing out what would have been a life-saving solution to COVID-19. So here's a video she came out with yesterday demanding an apology from those who demonized her, and really in an effort to continue this pandemic. Here she is.
I demand an apology from the media. I'm talking about CNN, CNBC, and all their, like, New York Times, and all those people that called me crazy, from Hollywood. I mean, from people that sat around and made videos calling me crazy when I said hydroxychloroquine worked and we should not allow people to die. I'm talking about FDA, CDC, NIH. I'm talking about all of you, my colleagues, the ones that called me names, that threatened to report me to the board and all that stuff because I said hydroxychloroquine works. Now you have all these studies that are saying it works. What about the 500,000 plus people that have died? Who is going to be responsible for them? Somebody needs to get their behind sued so bad that they will not find a way out of where they'll be locked up, because this is crazy. Even Joe Biden called me crazy. I demand an apology from every single one of you, because when I said the truth, none of you listened. You people laughed at us, you people ridiculed us, you canceled us, and you allowed people to die. Y'all are so, not just, you are evil, this is evil, this is wicked. And you know what? Somebody needs to be held accountable for this.
Yeah, you know, she points out there that this was evil and it was wicked. And you really have to ask, why did they go after her so strong? Why did they attempt to destroy her life? Why did they attempt to suppress her message? Why did they call her crazy? Why did they, you know, try to blame Trump for this? I mean, it doesn't make any sense unless they're evil. I mean, it works. It does work. We knew that it worked back then, but they allowed God knows how many people to die because they didn't want this woman to be right. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Here's from the Daily Beast. Trump's new favorite COVID doctor believes in alien DNA and all this other stuff. I mean, just they threw everything at her in an attempt to mudsling and destroy her reputation, tie her in with Trump, call her crazy. Wouldn't be surprised if she was associated with QAnon. I mean, just absolute insanity. But why? The question is, why did they do that? When you had an effective, safe medicine that had been used for decades with even pregnant women, knowing it was safe to treat all sorts of ailments and diseases, why did they target her so strongly? And the only conclusion you can really come to is that they knew that it in fact did work, and they wanted to stop people from having a cheap, effective, safe solution for coronavirus that was not a vaccine. This is from the Virology Journal. It says, chloroquine, a potential inhibitor of SARS coronavirus infection and spread. And when was that from? Can you make that full screen again? From 2005. So, you know, for 15 years, we've known about this, and it has been an effective solution. But you have to understand, they didn't want to stop coronavirus. They didn't want to have a cheap, effective, safe solution. That would have ruined all of the things that they had planned. They wouldn't have had mail-in ballots if you had a cheap solution. They wouldn't have had mandatory vaccines. They wouldn't have had the lockdown that kept people trapped in their homes. They wouldn't have had the division that they've exploited since then. They needed all those things, so they needed coronavirus to continue. And so they had to do everything they could and pull out all the stops to demonize and silence this doctor who was really just spreading the truth. Of course, we covered it back then. Who knows how many lives could have been saved if we just listened. But that wasn't in the cards, because the powers that be decided, no, they need to be shut up, they need to be silenced, they need to be destroyed. And now all of the death that has come following her demonization, following the attempts to disbar her and prevent her from being a doctor, now they're laying all those deaths at the feet of Donald Trump. And they're saying all the deaths are his fault, even though he was championing hydroxychloroquine from the very beginning. It's utterly absurd.
Every product you hear me on air advertising, we have in stock in our warehouse in Austin, Texas. Every product. So if you order it, we've got it. It ships out in a couple days, sometimes the same day. Listeners get confused when they hear me talk about the fact that the supply chain's breaking down, and it's future orders, it's product we're trying to reorder to get back in that we're having trouble with. I mean, I'm talking about double, triple, quadruple delivery times. And it's across not just the supplement, vitamin, mineral industry. It's across every industry. So the globalists have successfully devastated the economy. That's why I'm saying you need to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get high-quality supplements while you still can, and storable food at InfoWarsStore.com, because we have it in stock. It's ready to ship. But with the supply chain breakdowns, prices are going up, availability is going down, and it's just crazy. So please, get products while you still can and support the InfoWars, InfoWarsStore.com. I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ and the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure deep earth crystal iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWars, you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A rising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wild-crafted, organic, and natural products you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's natural defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostagard, or Vasobeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family, and at the same time, fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal. I'll go to your call, your phone calls in just one moment. We have Jonathan in Indiana. Joshua in Arizona, Ivan in Oklahoma. We'll get to all of you and more in just a moment. But I want to stick to this COVID vaccine reactions that we're talking about. Of course, Facebook is banning claims that COVID-19 was man-made, even though, come on, let's be honest here. It didn't come from a bat. It came from the level 5 Wuhan lab that was studying gain of function and experimenting with the coronavirus vaccines, and also happened to be the epicenter of the outbreak. Maybe this is just me applying my trademark logic to the situation. But they're also banning claims about unsafe vaccines as it launches a vaccination campaign to promote the shot for coronavirus. But I want to go through just a few samples of people talking about the vaccine on social media and how this is being treated. Here we see a photo from Twitter user Dallas McFarlane 4. He says 25 hours after getting the Pfizer vaccine, here you can see a rather painful looking rash that has developed all over his body. And I don't believe this was him. I think this is a friend of his, because then he says, there's no way I'm getting vaccinated after seeing what it has done to a friend of mine. You also have this from Cassandra Kitson on Twitter. More coincidences from the COVID shot. She says, my husband has a friend who works in law enforcement. He got the second Moderna shot a few days ago. So did a number of his coworkers. Last night, his head hurt so much he saw stars and had to go home from work. His temperature is 103. His body aches so badly that he's constantly moving because he can't get comfortable, and he still has a horrible headache. And guess what? His coworkers have the same symptoms. The experts will say, oh, well, this shows you that your immune system is working. Pshaw. Yeah, right. These are adverse vaccine reactions. Only time will tell what kind of damage was done to all of these people and who will be liable. No one. When will people wake up? And we're seeing a lot of these just individual, explanations about what happened to people themselves and their own experiences with the shot. You also have this. I received the immunization as a pregnant woman. Her pregnancy was 28 weeks and one day pregnant. She had an ultrasound the day before. So she had an ultrasound at 28 weeks that showed a healthy placenta. She had a vaccine the next day. Then she had a repeat ultrasound at 29 weeks one day, so 1 week later, that showed significant placenta issues. It had calcified and aged prematurely and also was heterogeneous. I'm currently inpatient at the hospital until delivery due to a rapid decline in placenta. So there you go. And of course, the person that posts this, Alex Barrison, says, why are the women the ones being forced to report these problems, as is the case with practically every miscarriage report in the database? This is not being reported on by the mainstream media except to bury and obfuscate the causes of these problems. But here's another one. This is Sarah Beltran Ponce, MD. She says, 14 weeks pregnant and fully vaccinated. I got the COVID vaccine to protect myself, my baby, my family, my patients, and my community. When it's available to you, I encourage you to do the same. That was on the 28th of January. Then a mere 6 days later, she says, I've always been open about my motherhood journey in medicine, and it's with a heavy heart that I tell medical Twitter family that I've suffered a miscarriage at 14 and a half weeks. My husband and I are devastated, but blessed to have each other, and our sweet Eva, rest in peace, Angel. So again, is this just a coincidence that we're seeing this over and over, or is there a pattern to be recognized here? I'll leave that up to you to decide. It's absolutely tragic that that happened to that woman, but I just really have to ask, what would my life? I mean, my wife's pregnant and the doctors have been pressuring her to try to get the COVID vaccine. Thank God I've done enough research. I've seen the numbers. I've done the pros and cons list, and it's heavily, heavily weighted in favor of con, in favor of do not do this. And so, of course, we reject it despite their pushing, despite their insistence that she received the COVID vaccine. We have resisted it, thank God, because who knows what could have happened. But, I mean, it's amazing that this is going on, and it's tragic to think that there are so many people out there that don't know about this and are just doing what their doctors tell them. And they think, oh, my doctor's not a part of the New World Order. They're not a part of some scheme. Well, they do what they're told, and the people above them do what they're told, and the people above them do what they're told. There's a reason that the symbol of the New World Order is the pyramid, because it all goes up to the top, and the top dictates what reality is, and everybody else just adheres to it. So who knows how many lives we've saved here at InfoWars by being one of the only outlets to actually express doubt and express concerns and expose the damage being done by the vaccines. And hopefully, you know, more than just myself have been convinced not to take this experimental gene altering vaccine. It's not even a vaccine. It's gene altering therapy that they're putting forward as a vaccine that clearly is doing damage to people. Now, when the media does cover this, it's always the same story. Just a coincidence. Don't read into it. It's all just an accident. And the vaccine has nothing to do with the fact that people are dying after receiving it. Investigation into Florida doctor who died 2 weeks after the COVID-19 vaccine. A Florida doctor died more than 2 weeks after receiving a COVID-19 vaccine, though whether the shot played any role remains under investigation. Dr. Gregory Michael, an OBGYN at Mount Sinai Medical Center in Miami Beach, died Monday after experiencing a hemorrhagic stroke, the Palm Beach Post reported. He'd received the Pfizer vaccine on December 18th and experienced a strong reaction, according to his wife. In a Facebook post Tuesday, they say that this doctor went to the hospital 3 days later due to dots on his skin indicating he might be suffering from internal bleeding. The doctor determined he had low platelet count, which they tried to raise to no avail. So there you go. New York man also dies shortly after vaccination. Allergic reaction not suspected. So, yeah, it's like story after story that's just like, well, they got the vaccine and then they died, but they don't think it has anything to do with it. And that guy over there, well, he got the vaccine and he died, but we don't think it has anything to do with it. And there's 23 people in Norway. They got the vaccine and they died, but we don't think that has anything to do with it. Okay. And it also came from a bat, right? This is what you're telling us. And then, I think it was Luke Radowski put this, nice little, collage out where you can see just the sheer number. I mean, all these stories I just read you were all from this week. Okay. So now let's go back a little bit farther in time. Four trial volunteers who got Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine developed Bell's palsy, but the FDA denies that the temporary facial paralysis was caused by the shot. Wife of a very healthy physician who died soon after receiving COVID-19 speaks out about risks. That was from earlier in the year. Investigation into Florida doctor who died 2 weeks after the COVID-19 vaccine. Grandmother 92 dies with COVID-19 5 days after her first vaccine before it had time to take effect. COVID-19 vaccine recipient dies after getting jab in California. 56-year-old woman dies after vaccinations in Gurumgrum, not linked to COVID-19 vaccine, says health ministry. Australia seeking urgent advice from Norway after Pfizer vaccine deaths. A healthy doctor died 2 weeks after getting the COVID-19 vaccine. CDC is investigating why. 23 die in Norway after receiving Pfizer COVID vaccine. Mexican doctor hospitalized after receiving Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. Portuguese nurse dies 2 days after taking Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. And finally, 55 people die in U.S. after receiving COVID-19 vaccines. That's according to the vaccine reporting system. Of course, we know that the vaccine companies have complete immunity to this. There will be no investigation. There will be no ability to get any sort of redress from this. And this is all over a virus that has about a 1 in 1,000, perhaps 1 in 10,000 chance of being non-fatal if you do actually get it. So according to my calculation or my simple observation of the fact, it's far less risky to actually get the COVID virus than it is to receive the vaccine. And I would encourage everybody not to get the vaccine, especially if you're a pregnant woman, especially if you're a young person, especially if you have a healthy immune system. It's just not worth it. But that won't stop large corporations and entire industries from mandating the vaccine and from Joe Biden for spending $1 billion in raising vaccine awareness in an attempt to get everybody in America to take this poison pill. It's rather disturbing, especially from a medical establishment that banned hydroxychloroquine.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock. With vitamin K, both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter Sun has vitamin D3 highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter Sun, back in stock for a limited time.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava Root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun has vitamin D3 highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter sun, back in stock for a limited time. The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalists, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is, they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man. Trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, we go directly out to your phone calls. Thanks so much for calling in. Thanks for holding. Jonathan in Indiana, you are on the air, sir. You want to talk about rallying the Patriots? Welcome to the program.
Mr. Smith, good morning.
Good morning.
I don't appreciate you hitting me with the most upsetting stories of the pretty much entire month right before I come on air.
Yeah, sorry about that. Reality sucks, kind of. So, yeah, there we are.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, man. I mean, there's a thousand things we could talk about or whatever, but I mean, I'm 25, and I cannot remember the last time that I went out and saw someone my age without a mask, or without their phone, for that matter. Like, it just seems like no one of my generation, and definitely not the younger, are going to be able to, like, you know, wake up, stand up against this stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they want to do that. I was just looking on Twitter, and somebody saying, you know, it seems like a lot of people my age don't even want to be free, and I can't wrap my mind around that, but that is sort of the case, isn't it, Jonathan? So it's just like they don't want to be free. They don't want to. They want to be told what to do. They want to be taken care of. They want to be babies their entire lives.
I mean, have you seen Fortnite lately? Why would they want to wake up? You know what I mean? Like, what they're indoctrinated with is like the heaviest stuff the world's ever seen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was just thinking, I mean, I know InfoWars, you guys can't do everything or whatnot, but I'm just thinking of ways that we could, like, I don't know, get people my age to, like, get outside, meet up, have an event, like, I don't know, do anything to get us, like, back together. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that definitely has been a key part of the coronavirus lockdowns, is it prevented any sort of rallies from taking place, prevented any sort of, big events from taking place, or when it did, they were demonized and, you know, super spreaders, and now we're seeing, you know, people potentially being arrested in Tampa for going outside and not having a mask, long after they'll go through and use facial recognition to find people in order to track them down. I mean, yeah, they are essentially keeping us in prison in our house, and people are going along with this. And now I know, like a lot of younger people, I see the sentiment all the time where they're just like, I can't believe we used to just go out and be with other people. It seems so disgusting now that we used to just, like, you know, not have masks and not wash our hands and be around other people. I mean, they're literally destroying the human connection that we have with our, you know, fellow Americans. It's pretty horrifying stuff. And yeah, I think the best way is just ignore them and just keep doing what you normally do and go out with your friends and hang out with them. And if you got to do it at your house, do it at your house. But, you know, luckily we're not in a situation like the UK or even Canada where it's like our neighbors are snitching on each other for having house parties and the police come kick down the door and arrest you because you have four people in a house that's only registered to three. It's very disturbing, and it keeps going that way. So I don't know. I mean, do you have any ideas? Because I think just, you know, blatant resistance and just standing up against it and speaking out against it and just showing through your own actions that you won't be cowed or, you know, humiliated into staying at home is the only real way I know how to fight back against it, especially since it doesn't seem like, you know, people in America are willing to actually stand up against this blatant tyranny.
I mean, that's super disheartening. And yeah, I agree with you. I mean, of course, I don't wear the mask anywhere. I don't wear it to work. I don't go in the stores with it. Like, I try to do my best to, you know, make a point of standing out like, hey, guys, this is absurd. Like, what we're doing right now is super ridiculous. Like, you know it. I know it. We all know it. But I'm thinking that after a while, when people start to realize that, like, sporting events, music, like live music, all that's gone, I'm thinking, like, it's just going to be like an inevitable, you know, like surgeons, you know what I mean? Like, there's no way people are going to deal with this forever, are they? Like, can you imagine?
I mean, it's been a year. I couldn't imagine that it would last a year back a year ago, and they said 15 days to slow the spread. When did they first announce that, by the way? It's probably been exactly a year. It's probably been just a bit. It was probably around mid-February. Was it March? Okay, a little bit longer. But yeah, I mean, I can't believe that people are still going along with it. I can't believe that they're ramping it up. I can't believe that they're doing the double mask thing now. I mean, all the evidence is out that none of this worked. Florida is wide open and has had less cases per capita than New York. I mean, who knows? Who knows how long people will put up with this? Now they're saying it'll be, you know, 7 years until we can be fully vaccinated. I just saw a headline from, I think, the Daily Caller of Dr. Fauci saying, yeah, we can take the masks off when there's zero threat from the virus. When the virus is no longer a threat at all, then we can take the masks off and cancel lockdown. So it's like, okay, never. So essentially never, because the virus will never totally be eradicated. There will always be the threat there. And the vaccine doesn't even work. They admit that. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much people will take of this. I think people are just actually happy to stay at home and not be involved in anything and not go out anywhere. And just be little peasants tied to their houses. Don't ever go out. Look at screens. Your children are, you know, committing suicide and getting depressed. But you know, you might get the flu if you go out, so you have to stay in. I mean, it's absurd. But I don't know. I don't know, because I'm not one of these people. I don't think like them, and I try to put myself in their mindset, and I literally can't do it, because to me it just seems so absurd to believe the lies over and over again and to be this fearful little wimp, you know, afraid to go out. And then of course you see, you know, it's like a Black Lives Matter rally with tens of thousands of people on the street, and they're like, oh, this is beautiful, this is amazing. And they see even less people, you know, rallying for, like, because they won the Super Bowl, and they're like, oh my god, they're gonna kill us all. And it's just like, I don't know what type of mindset it takes to have that sort of cognitive dissonance. Frankly, I'm not interested in getting in their mindset. They're all retarded, so who cares what they think? I don't know. Maybe that's a little harsh, but these people are literally ruining the entire world. So I don't think there's anything too harsh that you can call these sheep-like scumbags that are just being led around by the nose. It's depressing, but there we are. And, you know, luckily we aren't in that group, so screw them. Anything else before I let you go, Jonathan?
No, I mean, we covered it, man. I mean, yeah. I guess we just sit and wait. Praise Jesus, man. Just pray about it.
Yeah. And, I mean, I just say, you know, keep your, honestly, it doesn't really affect me, because I don't change my life. I didn't change the way I operate. I didn't change what I do. I didn't I don't wear the mask if I can help it. And, if somebody demands that I wear the mask, you just laugh at them. And, you know, I saw something the other day that was like, it was like this sign that was like, if these are the excuses that you have for the mask, here's the reaction. It's like, I can't breathe. Just get over it. Well, it's hard to talk. Speak louder. And it's just like, here's my advice. You don't need an excuse. The excuse you can give when somebody's like, wear your mask is, here's your answer. No. Here's your answer. Make me. Here's your answer. Screw off. I'm not wearing the mask. And it's like, you know, people trying to come up with an excuse. It's like, well, I actually don't have to wear the mask because actually I believe that it's just like, no, these people are petty tyrants that you can tell to go jump in a river. You don't need to listen to them. They're like, literally, it's like the cashier at 7-Eleven is trying to boss you around and tell you that you have to wear a mask or he's going to be very mad. Just laugh in his face and go about your business. That's what it takes. That's what everybody needs to do. There you go. Wear a mask. Don't be selfish. It's not for you. It's for me. And it's just like, no, shut up. Go away. They don't work. I mean, if they want to get into a conversation, then we have all the evidence that we need. We know the masks don't work. We know the masks that would be necessary to protect you from coronavirus are like a full-fledged gas mask helmet that's necessary with total, you know, air, you know, capturing. But like masks, they don't work. It's obvious they don't work. The air just goes out the side of the mask. Is this so hard to understand? These people are dumb. So just ignore them and say no. It's really not that hard. Look at these idiots. It's so dumb. Anyway, let's go to the next call while we can. Joshua in Arizona, you may have some solutions for us. Here's where just talking about how, you know, stupid everybody is. Maybe Joshua's smarter than us and actually has a solution that we haven't come up with. Thanks for calling in, Joshua. You're on the air.
Hi, Harrison.
Hi.
Quick thing. You're doing a great job. And first time really viewer. I haven't been listening for that long. And first time caller. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Quick plug, Alpha Power and Knockout. That's amazing stuff. That I'm young, but that's like bounce up the wall energy.
Excellent. Yeah. Great. Thank you very much. InfoWarsStore.com, folks. Joshua approves. So what are your solutions, Joshua, other than shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and promoting this bastion of free speech? What else can we do?
Well, you just pointed out, no. We got to say no to the whole system and their whole thing. It's not canceling the individual, but boycotting the system, boycotting the networks they have, their corporations, their payment systems, everything. We got to say no, we got to say boycott, and we got to build our own.
Yeah.
Or use what's open source or whatever available.
Yeah, and really, I mean, what they're offering you is not something incredibly valuable. I mean, you can go to a small business and do your shopping just as easily as you can do it at any of these big box stores, the big box stores that are donating to, you know, organizations that are seeking your destruction. Just don't go to them. It's not hard. What they're offering isn't incredibly valuable. It's just a little bit of convenience, but you pay for that convenience with the existence of your entire country and nation and way of life and people. So is it worth the convenience? I don't think it is. So shop with the good guys. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Shop at your local market and get your money out of the big banks. It's simple.
Every product you hear me on air advertising, we have in stock in our warehouse in Austin, Texas. Every product. So if you order it, we've got it shipped out in a couple days, sometimes the same day. Listeners get confused when they hear me talk about the fact that the supply chain's breaking down and it's future orders. It's product we're trying to reorder to get back in that we're having trouble with. I mean, I'm talking about double, triple, quadruple delivery times. And it's across not just the supplement, vitamin, mineral industry. It's across every industry. So the globalists have successfully devastated the economy. That's why I'm saying you need to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get high-quality supplements while you still can and storable food at InfoWarsStore.com because we have it in stock. It's ready to ship. But with the supply chain breakdowns, prices are going up, availability is going down, and it's just crazy. So please get products while you still can and support the InfoWar, InfoWarsStore.com. It's so hard for me when I'm cutting ads to not get overly excited. People ask me all the time, they go, Jones, are you on cocaine? Are you on meth? How are you so excited? How do I not get excited about world government, forced masks, forced inoculations, open announcements that our country is going to be dissolved? I'm sorry. I'm a fighter. And I know many of you out there watching and listening are fighters as well. And so I'll just say this. I try to be calm. I try to be focused. I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't still on air right now. But I just really want to thank you for keeping us on air. Because you have to realize, when I tell you that you're the InfoWar, that's not me patting you on the head. You are 99% of the equation. So when you decide to spread the word, when you decide to buy the products, InfoWarsStore.com, when you decide to share the articles and videos we produce, it changes the world. So you are the InfoWar. Thank you so much for the fight. Thank you for all you've done. Now let's take action together and take down the globalist.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antonio, is a fortress all in ruins that the weeds have overgrown.
Ballad of the Alamo. A lesson to be learned. The refusal to submit to tyranny. The knowledge that it may cost your very life, but that the reward in the afterlife is well worth it, and that the generations that come after you will rally around your sacrifice and bring about the great freedoms that you sacrifice yourself for. Daily, we are seeing those very people who sacrifice their lives to give us freedom absolutely spit on, and their sacrifice demeaned and denigrated and eliminated as the control of the globalist marches ever forward. In fact, I want to go to this video. It's clip number 3. This is Darren J. Beatty saying that the American regime is attempting to transition from a persuasion model of control into a coercion model. And I think that's exactly what's happening here, and I think he puts it very well. So I want to go ahead and play this video for you. And then, of course, we'll go back to your phone calls in the next hour. This is American Journal. Here's Darren J. Beatty on the American regime's transition.
And really where we are is we are in a transition phase from a persuasion model of control, that is a model of control in which our institutions are governed by what one might call pretty lies, pretty illusions. Those illusions are being disintegrated before our very eyes and replaced by overt control mechanisms. And there are various implications of that. One of those implications is that the United States has completely lost its moral authority. And the nature of patriotism in the United States is one that requires at least the illusion of moral authority, the illusion of America being a free society and so forth. And so I think that what I call the globalist American regime will have a very difficult time making this transition into a coercion model. Similarly, the way that the United States tends to project its interests abroad, very different from the way a country, a nation like China would. We weaponize our supposed moral superiority in order to advance our geopolitical interests abroad. We use terminology like human rights in order to interfere with elections, to place favorable leaders.
Did you just say you think they're going to have a tough time segueing to the coercion model and implementing the coercion model? Did I hear that correctly?
I do, and for various reasons. I think, for instance, in China, I have great respect, actually, for the Chinese people, but they are different. They don't require the same types of illusions that Westerners, and particularly Americans, do. And so even from the standpoint of domestic control, the fact that it's so overt at this point, they don't even pay lip service anymore, really, to the idea of America as a free society with free elections, with free speech, with a free market, as we've recently seen with the GameStop fiasco. And I think over time, and even now, it's going to be very difficult to control the American people through more or less an overt coercion model.
The great writer Aldous Huxley, during an interview he gave with Mike Wallace in 1956, I believe, talked about the fact that it's very hard to control people under threat of violence. And that's sort of the way that the communist regime did things, you know, back in the 20th century. But the way that control is now being utilized is by convincing people that They can't do anything to change what they're doing and essentially making people happy where they should not be happy, right? You shouldn't be happy if your life is terrible. You shouldn't be happy if you're working all the time for no pay. You shouldn't be happy if you're a slave. You should rebel against that. That's the natural state. And yet, with enough antidepressants and with enough propaganda and with enough distraction in the form of video games and blue websites, let's just say, people will be very content to be slaves. And that's where we are now. And we'll hear more about this from Ivan in Oklahoma when we get back.
Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wild-crafted, organic, and natural products you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's Natural Defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or Vasobeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family, and at the same time, fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal. We'll go right out to your phone calls. Luckily, our next phone call sort of falls directly in line with what we were talking about in the previous segment where we heard from Darren J. Beatty talking about the way that America is now moving into a coercion model rather than a persuasion model. Meaning simply instead of presenting an argument that you believe is best and then allowing people to make the decision by trying to persuade them using argumentation, using your words, using examples that you know are necessary for convincing people to follow you, they will just put a gun to your head and say, follow me or else. And that's the mode that we're moving into. And we're seeing this as the globalists are more and more operating out in the open with Time Magazine coming out and saying, yeah, we did rig the election. And it was a good thing. The deep state saying, yes, I am a member of the deep state. I'm in the Trump administration and I'm working behind the scenes to sabotage his initiatives. And the New York Times putting that on their front page and celebrating it, saying, yeah, the deep state does exist and it's a good thing. Or Time Magazine, the secret history of the shadow campaign that saved the 2020 election, noting that there was a cabal of powerful workers, operating behind the scenes to bring about the conclusion that they desired and how that's a good thing. And that if you don't like that, you are actually the un-American, saboteur. You are the insurrectionist. If you don't allow a cabal of billionaires to manipulate the public at will, it's very absurd. So Ivan in Oklahoma has called in about globalists operating in the open. Thanks for calling in, Ivan. You're on the air.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Awesome. It's great to talk to you again. I called the show a while ago and, you know, I've just been keeping up with the developments going on here and abroad. Well, I wanted to talk about three things. The first thing was the censorship that's been going on. I have a friend in Japan and I asked her and I said, hey, have you been looking at, you know, the numbers of the cases over there? And I said, no. She says, no. I'm like, really? It's like, well, I say the reason I ask you is because, you know, here, you know, you get news differently from what they're saying over there. And I said, hey, do you know what, like the numbers are spiking? And she's like, no, not really. I'm like, well, you know, it kind of kept my head scratching. And then she said, hey, did you know about the elections back in November? And I said, well, to be honest with you, this is what's been going on. And I said, hey, what about, did you hear anything about what's going on over here? And she's like, nope. I'm like, wow, you know, and I kind of saw the difference between the levels of censorship between here and over there. Second thing I want to talk to, can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So your friend in Japan basically had no idea about all of this major news going on and all this stuff. I mean, the fact is most Americans have no idea this is going on. Even if you show them and tell them about it, they still won't believe you because they're so well programmed to reject anything that violates the, you know, mainstream orthodoxy. It really is incredible. Like, at least people in, you know, Europe are rebelling against the mask mandates and the lockdown orders and all that sort of stuff. Italy basically successfully rebelled against it and forced the Italian government to remove the restrictions because they showed that they weren't willing to cooperate. Meanwhile, America, the so-called land of the free, is actually willingly going along with this and, you know, doing the fighting on behalf of the globalists that are attempting to shut everybody down. So, I mean, it's almost like they don't even need to censor anymore. They've convinced the American people to censor themselves. And it's very worrying. But yeah, what other point did you have, Ivan?
Second one, at work, you know, right now with the whole, you know, starting with the 65 and older, trying to, you know, saying, hey, if you still have high blood pressure, you're still eligible to take the vaccine. And I'm like, what's wrong with some of our officials at the state level? They're trying to push for the vaccine. But then I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, aren't they seeing what's going on around the world, around the country? And they're still pushing this bloody vaccine to people despite what they know that, you know. And at work, I talk to some folks and I say, hey, look, I can give you all the information. I can tell you what's going on after you take this. And, you know, I'm just going to tell you, I would recommend you don't take it. But, you know, if you feel like the vaccine is your hope in, you know, getting better and getting back to normal yourself and your family, I'm like, well, I can't do much for you. You know, I can give you the information and all, but I mean, if you're still delusional, it's sad. You know, it's really sad, Harrison, to see how people are so delusioned that this vaccine is going to make everything, you know, how they sugarcoat it and how they give people false hope, telling them, hey, you know, the vaccine's safe and effective. Even at my university, it's like, hey, guys, it's safe and effective. Take it. And I'm like, dang, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah. And then the most amazing thing is they're like, oh, by the way, you still have to wear the mask. You still have to social distance. You still have to stay in lockdown. So it's like all these people are just desperate to get back to normal. And they're told the only way you can do that is by getting the vaccine. And so they get the vaccine. It's like, you still can't go back to normal. So like, what are you so excited about? The vaccine is not helping you. They admit it probably doesn't. It definitely doesn't, you know, prevent you from getting the disease. They admit that. They're like, oh, yeah, you can still get the virus even after you get the vaccine. Then it's not a vaccine. Then there's no point in getting it. You can also still transmit the vaccine transmit the virus even after getting the vaccine. You still have to wear the mask. You still have to stay in lockdown. You're going to have to get vaccine booster shots every year. The virus is morphing, so there's new strains of the virus continually popping up that the vaccine won't deal with. So again, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, Ivan. It's just people are just dumb. I don't know. I mean, I'm rapidly losing faith in the American people. I've always thought, you know, if the American people were just left alone, or if the American people were just not endlessly propagandized from the mainstream, that they would maybe wake up. But now all the evidence is there in front of everybody. There's enough alternative voices out there that people should be able to recognize exactly what's going on here, and yet they don't. So I don't know. I'm rapidly losing faith in the American people's ability to actually stand up against any form of oppression. I think our entire history is now being so obfuscated and demonized that people are actually happily and willingly going into tyranny without questioning it. And it's rather upsetting. Thanks so much for the call, Ivan. Let's move on to Heinrich in California, who wants to talk about the Capitol riot. Thanks for calling in, Heinrich. You are on the air, sir.
Yes, Harrison, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I was out at the Capitol, quote, riot, unquote, and this is what I saw. I saw, you know, roughly a million people that were out there supporting President Trump, supporting election integrity, supporting their First Amendment And what I also saw was a little group of individuals zigzagging through the crowd that was gathered between the White House lawn and the Washington Monument. These were skinny jean, Converse sporting, hipster beard sporting people. And they were saying, we're going to take the Capitol. And so, you know, I looked them in their eyes. They looked right down at the ground. And, you know, I should have laid them out right then and there. But I was with my girlfriend's mother and was trying to behave myself at the time. I was not on the side of the Capitol that was breached. But what I saw was a hugely peaceful protest, a large gathering of fun-loving patriots. That had absolutely no part in any sort of violence. That's what I saw there.
Yeah.
And I was glad I was able to be a part of that history and be a part of that crowd. I met a lot of cool people out there. I met Nick Fuentes and a bunch of other just good patriots. So that's what I saw out there.
And that was 99.9% of what we saw at the Capitol riot. And there were a few agent provocateurs. And then the Capitol Police were in on it and opened up the doors and let everybody in. I mean, the idea that this was some sort of insurrection, that this was an attempt to kill all the congressmen or stop the vote. I mean, it's utterly absurd. No one was armed. No one was organized. I mean, what they're portraying this as is just absolute inversion of reality. But that's, I mean, we have to get used to this because this is what we're going to experience from now on is the, not just things are wrong, they're the opposite of right.
Imagine a world without free speech. Imagine being buried alive, scratching at the coffin lid and no one hears you. You know, that's where the term dead ringer comes from. Going back to ancient England and France, maybe 5% of people on average, some of the numbers show even higher, would look like they were dead, sound like they were dead, and the primitive doctors at the time couldn't find a heartbeat, so they'd sit there and have a string down tied to the finger of the person 6 feet under, so in case they woke up, they wouldn't be buried alive. So what I'm getting at here is this. America is still awake. America still is alive. But we're going to have to realize that we're under attack and that we've been basically buried alive if we have any chance to metaphysically, with God's help, break out of it. And we've got to call out to God to give us discernment and providence to get out of this and admit the globalists are trying to bury us alive with the lockdowns if we're ever going to turn this around.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
So many people say to me, Alex, please stop being so negative. Well, for me, admitting I've gotten a rotten tooth and going in a root canal is not negative. It hurts. It stinks. It's got pus coming out of it. I go to the doctor. They fix it. That's not negative. I'm not living in denial. And so think of globalism as being hidden as an infection that we didn't feel yet, but now it's come to the surface. That's actually a positive thing. And so, yeah, Trump did overall a great job. They stole the election. We can't get down about that. We have forced them out in the open. So now they're trying to suppress us because they know they've been exposed. They're scared. That's why, instead of saying, oh, we're a bunch of losers, look what happened. No, we're a bunch of winners. They're trying to suppress us. Let our light of truth shine and tell everybody what's happening. Your own website, your own show, my show, other articles, other videos. Just keep sharing however you can and realize we're in an information war. We're going to win this together, and the fight starts at InfoWars.com. Look, a lot of people got mad at me during the Q thing. When I told you Trump was in trouble, they were going to steal the election. They said, Jones, we're invincible. Everything's handled. I get it. We got the Super Bowl champion, Trump. He's invincible. Jones, stop being pessimistic. We're on the winning team. Well, I started out on air 27 years ago. We were not the winning team. When 1 out of 100 people knew the Federal Reserve was private, when almost no one knew about the globalist or Satanism or international pedophile rings or Bohemian Grove or Skull and Bones. So see, I came from a time when nobody supported us. I had to claw my way up and wake up the planet with your help. And so when I got mad at Q, singing people lullabies and making them go to sleep, I wasn't mad at you. I just wanted you to understand that we hadn't won the war yet. So, InfoWars is real. We've been proven we're right, and we're still on air, fighting harder than ever. But it's only your word of mouth about the local station you're listening to, or TV station you're watching, or InfoWars.com or Band.Video that circumvents the censors. They want to censor us, so don't let them do it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Folks, you can now wake up to American Journal alerts by texting Wake Up USA, all one word, Wake Up USA to 833-470-0438. That's text Wake Up USA to 833-470-0438 to wake up with American Journal alerts. And you can get a direct link to the show each morning as we begin our broadcast. And we do hope that you do that. Again, that's Wake Up USA to 833-470-0438. Let me give you a quick little update on the sham impeachment that's going on. The second fake impeachment, I mean, this is just what we have to go through now, and this one's even more egregious than the first. From AP News, Trump's second trial to start with a challenge to its legitimacy, because this isn't even a legitimate impeachment. The man is not in office. So what you're impeaching him from, hard to say. But they say Timothy Naftali, a clinical associate professor at the New York University and expert on Richard Nixon's impeachment saga, says in trying to make sense of a second Trump trial, the public should keep in mind that Donald Trump was the first president ever to refuse to accept his defeat. Well, that's not entirely true, or even true in the slightest. Especially since the entire thing was rigged and fraudulent from the beginning, and we have all of the evidence we need to prove it. It's just never been allowed to be presented in court. Right now, there's still over 80 outstanding lawsuits over the election, but not a single one has actually been presented in front of a court or a jury or anything of the sort. So just endless evidence, endless affidavits, endless videos of people blatantly cheating, the analysis of the mathematics exposing exactly how this was carried out, sometimes through fake ballot dumps, other times by running the same ballots over and over. There's video evidence of poll watchers actually filling out ballots while they're supposed to be counting them. I mean, the evidence is endless, but it's never been presented to a court, let alone presented to the American people, as since the day after the election happened, every accusation of voter fraud was considered utterly baseless. The baseless, unfounded accusations. Really? Because there's lots of evidence that you're just not looking at and you're not paying attention to. Oh, by the way, have you ever heard of Al Gore and George Bush? There's a little contention there, but no, it's just lie upon lie upon lie. The American people. With senators gathered as the court of impeachment, the trial will begin Tuesday with the debate on and vote on whether it's constitutionally permissible to prosecute the former president, an argument that could resonate with Republicans keen on voting to acquit Trump without being seen as condoning his behavior, because Republicans, I guess, are cowards. But of course, it's not constitutional. It's blatantly not constitutional, but nothing these people do is constitutional. They run roughshod over the rule of law. They ignore it. And they openly admit, they're like, we don't know what the crime is, but we're going to get him for something. Yeah, that's the way communists work. That's the way America has fought to avoid being for its entire history. Now they're just diving headlong into that pool as we see him, as we see them here waddling very dramatically towards infamy. They're just like, okay, get one spotlight We have to really make this look dramatic. Don't have it to be too bright. We need one spotlight, and we all need to waddle. We all need to waddle in secession here. Very important. Make sure you're wearing your masks, everyone. It's just these people. By the way, have they done a single thing for the American people in the last year? Can you name one thing that the Congress and Senate have actually achieved, they've actually done, something they've actually helped you with? Because now it just seems like literally their entire point of existence is petty infighting. And we just have to watch it. And meanwhile, Joe Biden is just issuing order after order after order, just destroying the entire country from the inside out. So this is our government. Under an agreement between Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Republican Leader Mitch McConnell, the opening arguments would begin at noon on Wednesday with up to 16 hours per side to present presentations. After that, there are hours for deliberations, witnesses, and closing arguments. The trial will now be continuing into the weekend and next week. And again, this can all be settled by just showing a video of the thing that they're attempting to kick Trump out over. Now, hopefully this will be less infuriating than the first impeachment trial, which in and of itself was just a bunch of angry leftist professors very hard trying to disguise the fact that it was Joe Biden that did exactly the thing that Trump is accused of doing. If the American people can't already see what's going on, what the hell is the point of talking about this? Because it's so obvious. It's so blatant. It's all on film. It's all on camera. It's all out in the open. And yet people can't see it. So it's like, we can just keep driving this home, I guess. You have Democratic Representative Jeffries warning Trump could engage in race baiting in the impeachment trial. My gosh. Race baiting? In the Capitol? Right? After January 6th has been called everything from a white supremacist insurrection to white rage. I mean, it's like the race baiting is like the race baiters come out and they're like, he might race bait. That white man might race bait. How dare he? Jeffrey said on MSNBC, the Sunday show, that such an argument would be a false equivalence. The argument, basically they're assuming that that Trump's lawyers will bring up just the, 275 riots that occurred over this year that not just were supported by Democratic politicians, but the Democratic politicians actually paid the bail of some of the rioters. They fully endorsed it. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeting out images about how to avoid being arrested while you're rioting. But I mean, what the guy says, Jeffries, is true. It's not equivalent. There is no equivalence. On one side, you have day after day after day for months on end of tens of thousands of people all over the country causing billions of dollars in damage, causing 24 people to die. The results of these elections being, or the results of these riots being the murder rate going up by a third across the entire nation, violent crimes being up double or sometimes triple in major cities, defunding of the police, the complete, collapse of American law and order. For, again, months on end, daily attacks on police. I mean, do you remember when they tried to get into the White House and over 60 Secret Service agents were injured and had to go to the hospital as a result of the Black Lives Matter attempts to break into the White House? I mean, these aren't equivalent at all. On the other hand, you have the biggest political protest in the history of America with about 15 people actually breaking windows and smashing doors and getting into the Capitol, and then nothing was destroyed, nothing was broken, nothing really was stolen. You had a few things here or there. You had a little bit of shenanigans going on. But to compare what happened on January 6th with the year of chaos, the year of damage, the year of violence that we experienced is absurd. That is a false equivalence. One is actual insurrectionists actually attempting to destroy the fabric of this country, and the other is a valid First Amendment protected protest against the people who actually make the decisions in the Capitol.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun has vitamin D3 highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock, together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today, because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter sun, back in stock for a limited time. Every product you hear me on air advertising, we have in stock in our warehouse in Austin, Texas. Every product. So if you order it, we've got it. It ships out in a couple days, sometimes the same day. Listeners get confused when they hear me talk about the fact that the supply chain's breaking down, and it's future orders. It's product we're trying to reorder to get back in that we're having trouble with. I mean, I'm talking about double, triple, quadruple delivery times. And it's across not just the supplement, vitamin, mineral industry. It's across every industry. So the globalists have successfully devastated the economy. That's why I'm saying you need to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get high-quality supplements while you still can, and storable food at InfoWarsStore.com, because we have it in stock. It's ready to ship. But with the supply chain breakdowns, prices are going up, availability is going down, and it's just crazy. So please get products while you still can and support the InfoWar, InfoWarsStore.com. I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high-grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ and the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure Deep Earth Crystal Iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high-quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high-quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWars so you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com. Look, I've been harping on Q for the last few years, not because the giant, huge Q movement was competition. My goodness, I could have embraced Q and just my show would have been bigger than ever. But I can't lie to you. Not consciously. I make mistakes sometimes. And I knew Q was controlled. I knew it was putting out false info. It was covering real issues but giving fake dates, telling you we were invincible. And now we're here in 2021, and I just see so many people now that are still believing in some magic trick and that Trump's still president, he's going to save us. And that's just not the case. We're going to have to save ourselves with God's help. There's an old Bedouin saying that trust in God but tie up your camel. Hunter S. Thompson said, pray to God but roll away from the rocks. And that's what InfoWars is about, is admitting the truth. There's a lot of positive things. The world's awakening to the New World Order. Q was an attempt to hijack our movement, and it's failed now. So now we know the truth, and now we're getting ready to take action.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Everything we do here is supported by you when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and make a purchase of some of our incredible supplements or, preparation necessities that we have there. A lot of great stuff on InfoWarsStore.com. I'm drinking my Wake Up America coffee from my very stylish InfoWars mug. A lot of stuff out there. If you're not a fan of supplements, or if you just, that's not the sort of thing you're into, that's fine. We have all sorts of things. There's something for everybody at InfoWarsStore.com, and you keep this program and everything we do here on air by going and shopping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off Winter Sun Plus. That is the vitamin D and K formula that really works wonders. And that's, I know, something I take every single day of my life. So I'm trying to keep my immune system operating at full capacity. So I suggest you do as well. It's InfoWarsStore.com. Now we go out to the phone calls. Eddie in Tennessee wants to talk about how Alex is right 99% of the time. You wouldn't think so, would you? But evidence and history continues to play out in favor of Alex Jones and InfoWars. Amazing stuff. Thanks for calling in, Eddie. You're on the air.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for taking my call. I'm an independent reporter, and I took Alex at face value about 26 years ago. He said, investigate everything that I'm telling you.
Right.
And I did it. And that was how I got into the job that I wound up doing. About 99% of the time, he's been right. And even that 1% when he was wrong, he still had the overall picture right. Mm. He might have just been right, you know, with a few details. But everything that he said was right. And the job, the you wouldn't believe the brick wall that I'm running into right now. The news media is only putting out one side of the story. They're saying the reports that I've investigated and found out to be real is all conspiracy theory. Well, if you take the theory out of the conspiracy and replace it with fact, then you've got a conspiracy. But they don't want to report on that.
Right.
They only want to tell their side of the story. And don't have an answer for this. The only thing I'm telling you is I'm seeing it with my own eyes. I mean, this is happening. America is going communist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, it's just the sheer absurdity of some of the lies that have been told recently with, you know, Maxine Waters coming out and saying, I never said, you know, that Trump supporters aren't welcome here. It's like, we have you on video. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez yep. saying, I never said Ted Cruz tried to have me murdered. It's like, we have the tweet. It's in those words. Like, what are you talking about? So, I mean, the divorce from reality and the ability of these people to just blatantly lie with absolutely no, you know, self-awareness whatsoever. And people buy into this and people agree with it. I mean, my God, it's beyond description.
20 years ago, I had to actually try to find the proof.
Right.
Now they're saying it theirself.
Right.
I mean, on air saying it theirself. I could crank out 50, 60 stories a week right now. They're admitting to everything.
Yep.
I mean, I don't have to investigate nothing. They're saying it out of their own mouth.
Yep.
And nobody is doing anything about this. I mean, you start trying to, good example this week. I was trying to start a story on what the governors are going to do in the states, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was wanting to see how they was going to react. You know, see if they was going to do like Abbott. See if they was going to follow in the lines of Missouri and Texas. I was going to try to write one of them stories and sell it. No, we can't, their exact words was, we cannot publish anything like that. That was their exact words. Anything like that. Somebody is telling them what to report on.
Mm.
It's coming from higher up somewhere.
That's amazing. So what other stories have you found reluctance for the main? So are the people you're talking about, are they a mainstream newspaper or are they?
It's everything from local to, one of the TV stations down here, I used to do a little bit of, investigating for. And I never did do much with them, but they're part of one of the big three.
Right.
And they won't touch it.
You know, it's amazing. I mean, it's like it went viral, you know, a couple years ago, and it was that compilation of all of the local news stations all saying exactly the same thing. And I remember for a long time, it was like the top post ever on Reddit for a long time. People being like, our news is controlled. And it's like, yeah, we know. And we've been saying that forever. So why do you keep listening to them? And so it's like the same people that recognize this. That, you know, have given this tens of millions of views where they expose how all of these local news stations are all controlled. They all say exactly the same thing. And yet it's like people can recognize this and they can see this and they know that this is wrong, but then they somehow don't recognize it when it's actually stuff that matters, when it's actually, you know, reports that actually affect their lives. They seem incapable of like putting one and one together to get two. So I don't
know. Most people I talk to right now, I just tell them, you know, make it simple. Don't start asking the big questions. Just make it simple. There's only two things you got to do. Three things you got to do. One, read Karl Marx's 10 Planks of Communism. Mm. Two, read your Constitution, understand your Constitution, and listen to what's going on. If you keep it simple and follow them three things, it's clear as a nose on your face.
Yeah, and it seems like a lot of people just don't want to see it. They just, they're closing their eyes on purpose to it. Or they just can't handle the fact that their entire reality is completely dictated by people who hate them. It's kind of a shocking thing, but you need to be aware of it. You need to wake up to it because you need to fight back against it because it's your life on the line here. Thank you so much for the call, Eddie. Alex Wright, 99% of the time. Yeah, shocking, isn't it? Because we're not making stuff up here. We're just telling you what they're saying. It's not even confusing. It's just like, this is what they tell us. We report it to you. And then everybody acts like we're crazy. It truly is amazing. Thanks so much for the call, Eddie. Let's go to Henry in Illinois. He wants to talk about how to take back the country. Let us know, Henry. We're ready and willing. We just don't know what the hell to do. So you're on the air now.
I'm on the air. Hi.
Hi.
Listen, we need to. We are in a fight. We are in a fight for our country and our constitution. So what we need to do is file libel lawsuits against all the media, file complaints with the FCC because they are not supposed to. A broadcast fake news, like they said there was no riots in D.C. At the White House and all that. We can start doing that. We can start using Title 18 U.S.C. Section 242 to sue every governor, doctor, health departments because they're violating our rights on their color of law. Okay? Now, right. We've been called white supremacists, right? I use this in my private life, and an attorney, I agree with me. You know how... A lot of my black friends, they don't like to be called African-Americans. They like to be called black.
Mm.
So I was called a racist. And I asked them this question, and people need to ask questions. Ask them this question. Isn't it true that the latest research says we came from the African continent? Oh, yeah. Well, technically, I'm an African-American, so there's no discrimination. This is what we had to fight back, just like they call us white supremacists. Let's start calling them. We're all African-Americans. Where's the racism? Okay? We need to fight back on them. Another thing that I wanted to say is we need to instruct the people to learn the 10th Amendment. The 10th Amendment of the Constitution says that we are sovereign citizens. The states have the power, not the federal government.
Right.
And unfortunately, the federal government has taken over in violation of the Constitution. So we need to fight back. We need to get the governors and the states to say we need the 10th Amendment. It protects our rights. Okay, because the federal government cannot supersede the Constitution. Now, Biden, I think he should be impeached under the 25th Amendment. He's incompetent. Nobody sees that. We need to start going. We need to start fighting back. None of this. All this talk and be nice about it. If somebody meets you up, are you going to just bend over? No, you're going to fight back.
Yeah, yeah, and that's where the Republicans have been the biggest disappointment. Of my entire life. I mean, we have people up there, and it's like they don't realize that they're next. Like, they're in line. They are the cannon fodder. They are going to be targeted next if they don't stand up now. And it's like, it's like, what does it take for this to get into your head? I get that people out there, maybe they're not informed, but you're a senator. You're a congressman. Stand up or be destroyed.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 star. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun has vitamin D3 highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter sun, back in stock for a limited time.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is preparewithalex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in with a long globalist fight. You'll win in the end.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal, InfoWars.com. We'll be welcoming Jay Dyer to the program at 10 a.m. And, of course, we'll be taking your phone calls during that time. So any questions or comments that you may have, you could... Or if you have any questions or comments for Jay Dyer, I ask that you give us a call and keep it a little bit short so we have time for our guests to answer those questions or address those comments. And of course, if you are watching American Journal, I hope that you're already aware of Jay Dyer from his esoteric Hollywood coverage or his religious debates that he's really been an all-star in recently. And we'll hopefully be getting into the psychological underpinnings that are the foundation upon which all of these lies are allowed to be built and all of this absurdity is allowed to take part or allowed to, occur. It's really incredible. You know, luckily, a few people, I mean, just one or two people in positions of power are actually in some way becoming aware of the purge that's going on and are trying very tentatively to prevent it. Representative Bob Whitman on Lloyd Austin, what is the definition of extremism? Of course, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has paused the military for 60 days, a 60-day stand-down order across the armed services to address the problem of extremism in the military. And this representative very rightfully calls him on this, saying, I'm very concerned about Lloyd Austin. He got a waiver from Congress just like James Mattis did. Lloyd Austin said some really astonishing things in his confirmation hearing. He talked about enemies within the military and now we're going to pause military operations over the next 60 days to make sure there are no extremists. And by this, they mean extremists on the right within the military. Polak continued, the military is the most diverse institution in America, so I don't know why they think they're going to find a bunch of white supremacists in the military. I think it's kind of democratic prejudice against the armed forces and law enforcement in general. He says, I'm very concerned about Lloyd Austin. I don't think he's doing a good job. I think he's doing a terrible job. I wish I shared your confidence, but to come in and say your first act is going to be this political purge of the military, I understand getting rid of people like Major Nidal Hassan, as Islamic extremist. And if you've got information on white supremacists in the military, get them out. But we're going to pause our military readiness for our entire force to ferret out people who may have had some reservations about the November 3rd election. I think this is crazy. Well, it's not crazy when you understand exactly what they're doing. What they're doing is falsely equivocating or falsely drawing the false equivalence between patriots and white supremacists. I mean, they're not talking about getting rid of Nazis that are secretly in the U.S. military. They're talking about getting rid of people who have Pepe the Frog symbols on their computer. They're talking about getting rid of people who have the Gadsden flag, people who are libertarians, people who they claim are Christian extremists, which I guess just means Christians. That's who they're purging the military of. They're purging the military of patriots, people who are, proud of the three percenters or the oath keepers, which are ex-military or ex-law enforcement who have agreed even after they've left their offices to uphold the oath that they held. And they do things like protect and provide, bodies for military funerals or military services. They say, we'll be there to honor our fallen brethren. That's who they're purging from the military. This is lining up. This is setting the groundwork for their ability to turn the American army on the American people. They're trying to purge the ranks of anybody who feels strongly enough about patriotism and about America itself that they might cause a problem when they're told that it's time to go invade a suburb of Cleveland in order to root out the domestic terrorists there. And of course, you see this in conjunction with the red flag laws reported on Infowars.com, Supreme Court to decide whether police can enter your home and seize your guns without a warrant. Well, it's not up to the Supreme Court. It's up to the Constitution. The Constitution blatantly disbars that, says you cannot do that. That is not allowed. Doesn't matter what the Supreme Court says. They don't get to decide that the Constitution says something it obviously doesn't. But that's where we are. So that's what's happening. They're laying the groundwork for turning the American army on the American people, or at least getting more involved in the Middle East. We read the report earlier today, tweeted out by Matt Gaetz, saying that a new convoy is rolled into northern Syria, and it's the eighth since the beginning of this year. So war with Syria is ramping up. War with Iran is ramping up. War with China is ramping up as the military conducts, the American military conducts naval operations there in the South Sea and around Taiwan. We're gearing up for war. It's a very convenient and easy way to purge the military of people that you don't like, send them to die a pointless death on a foreign battlefield for your own gain. Nothing American about that. Nothing protecting America. There's no threat for us there, but they'll do it anyway. And, that's the point. Let's go out to your phone calls. Ryan in New York wants to talk about, Myanmar. Thanks for calling in, Ryan. You're on the air.
Hi, Harrison. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you.
Congratulations on being a father-to-be.
Thank you very much. Any day now.
Awesome.
We'll see.
Awesome. I just want to talk about Myanmar and kind of compare it to the United States and kind of everything that's going on there.
Sure.
So my wife, she's a Chin ethnic person that came from Myanmar, and she's been in the United States for about 10 years now, and she just became a citizen a couple years ago, and she was able to cast her first vote in this recent election. And so were a lot of people in our community that have become citizens in the last few years. And they were so excited to vote for Donald Trump. And to see what happened and to see them so hurt by it was very hard for me, being, even though I'm kind of like a milquetoast supporter of Trump, I voted for him both times, but I see a lot of faults, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to comment one thing before I kind of delve into that. My friend introduced me to Alex Jones in about like 2003, 2004 when the Iraq War was coming about.
Right.
And oh my God, I'm just so thankful that Alex and all the people that have been on since then, they've just opened. If any followers that have been listening to the InfoWars program since 2001, you have a wealth of knowledge that you've been given. And I, like me, I went and like researched it all. I went to college and I fought with these professors and these people in the establishment of Republicans and Democrats on both sides. I mean, I battled those people. They're evil.
Right.
It's a truthful and honest battle to battle these people. So my point is about Myanmar is, so they have martial law. And so this whole time when Trump was in trouble and everything, people in my wife's community were all like, oh, Trump should do martial law. And I would kind of explain to them like why martial law isn't always necessarily a good thing. And I just, when it happened for them just recently for their country to do this, I just thought it was so ironic that they're a very evangelical Christian people and they have a really strong faith. And I'm thankful that I met my wife because before her, I was kind of just like a mixed up person, but being around her and her community and just seeing their faith and their strong community with and their connection to Jesus Christ, it's so inspiring to see that. And I started to just research American history deeper into the Christian roots and when America was just getting started, and man, it's the small Christian communities that built America. And it hurts to see that is their target today.
Right.
I mean, in Myanmar, they target these Christians, and the problem with the UN and the NGOs and the IMF and the British royal family, they are the real people trying to get power in Myanmar. I mean, I don't know. Me and my wife, we debate it. We don't know. She supports the UN because she thinks they're going to like overturn the military. But I also tell her, you know, you can't put your faith in those people. They don't necessarily want to secure self-government for you. They just want to be the new rulers.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
And I just try to like, with our American tradition where it's a liberty tradition where especially the people that came here before like the Civil War, they built this liberty tradition because they brought it over with them. They knew what it was to put your blood on the battlefield just to breathe free. And just to kind of what's going on with this submission and the state run school system, that's where they've inculcated, inculcated like a more submissive slavish tradition.
Yeah, it's incredibly troubling to see. And yeah, it's the reason they're attacking American history, because American history teaches us what is to be done when tyrants take over. We've seen it in our history. So they have to destroy our history in order to basically bastardize us. I mean, bastardization is sort of the best word for what's happening here in America and happening really around the world with these people.
Imagine a world without free speech. Imagine being buried alive, scratching at the coffin lid, and no one hears you. You know, that's where the term dead ringer comes from. Going back to ancient England and France, maybe 5% of people on average, some of the numbers show even higher, would look like they were dead, sound like they were dead, and the primitive doctors at the time couldn't find a heartbeat, so they'd sit there and have a string down tied to the finger of the person 6 feet under, so in case they woke up, they wouldn't be buried alive. So what I'm getting at here is this. America is still awake. America still is alive. But we're going to have to realize that we're under attack and that we've been basically buried alive if we have any chance to metaphysically, with God's help, break out of it. And we've got to call out to God to give us discernment and providence to get out of this and admit the globalists are trying to bury us alive with the lockdowns if we're ever going to turn this around. We're already in the second month of 2021, and we all see it's a dystopia. The globalists are out in the open announcing world government, announcing medical tyranny, UN contact tracers to come to your house, people having their doors kicked down. This is all them trying to cement their dominance over us because they know humanity is waking up and is in the process of leaving one age, this whole globalist time of evil and darkness, and traveling not into some new satanic Luciferian new age that's perfect, but into an age of what I call challenge, or the age of real conflict, the age of decision. You're not going to read this stuff in books. It comes from my soul, my prayer, my research, my understanding of the planet. You may disagree with me. That's fine. But I'm telling you, we're leaving the old age of being asleep. We're entering the new age of being awakened. And not some new age of the new age, but God's age of the understanding.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Oregon Senator Ron Wyden has been pushing the mail-in vote scam for years.
In recent years, there has been a revolution in how our citizens exercise their right to vote. Instead of every American showing up in person, more and more Americans are choosing to vote by mail.
It is a public safety question, and I think Republicans at the grassroots level are overwhelmingly coming around to the importance of vote by mail.
Wyden's bumbling crusade has inadvertently opened up talking points of voter machine fraud that the cancel culture media would deem heresy.
43% of Americans use voting machines to vote. And there have been some blood-curdling accounts of what goes on with these voting machines. One particular press account, I'm going to speak intel here because I don't want to get into classified matters, described how one of the large companies, according to the press, actually installed remote access software, which would make it a dream for a hacker or a terrorist to get access to this information. I guess the thought was, well, we'll just make it easier on our repair staff, so we'll just make it possible for foreigners to get easier access to it.
His great work has been verified by the bogus installation of Chinese puppet Joe Biden, and so Wyden has doubled down.
There is a safe way to vote, and that is to vote by mail.
Wyden says that's why Congress needs to pass his vote by mail bill now.
The Democrats have been well aware of the slippery slope of the mail-in scam for years. Maybe that's why it is so appealing.
Through the testimony I've listened to over the past 3 days, I believe a new election should be called.
At the center of the controversy, Harris's political strategist, McCray Dallas, accused of tampering with more than 500 absentee ballots to help Harris win. The election decided by fewer than 1,000 votes. Our Steve Osunsami caught up with Dallas, who refused to testify without immunity.
What do you say to people who say that you rigged this election?
No comment.
The royal scamming of Americans is what the District of Criminals has prioritized.
Okay, the margin of victory was 10,000 votes that Biden, they say Biden won. Now, if we look at this, let's go down the chart here. Mail-in ballots require an adjudication, almost 300,000. Illegal aliens voting, 36,400 illegal aliens voted. You see that? He only lost by 10,000. Boy, of course they can't vote. Okay, Donald Trump wins Arizona, right? We'll just keep going. Voters registered to a vacant lot, 2,000. Completed mail-in ballots received the day before the ballots were even mailed. They got 22,000 ballots back in Arizona before they had even mailed the ballots out. What? That's kind of bizarre, right?
While the Mockingbird media throws a blanket over the burning corruption.
When you do all mail-in voting ballots, you're asking for fraud.
Less than 6 months from Election Day, President Trump is trying to undermine a process through which millions of Americans currently cast their vote through the mail.
Time magazine arrogantly threw it all in the faces of those that had been sufficiently beaten down by the ask no questions about voter fraud narrative, proclaiming that the Silicon Valley and media establishment fortified the 2020 election. Quote, even though it sounds like a paranoid fever dream, a well-funded cabal of powerful people ranging across industries and ideologies, working together behind the scenes to influence perceptions, change rules and laws, steer media coverage, and control the flow of information, they were not rigging the election, they were fortifying it. Their work touched every aspect of the election. They got states to change voting systems and laws and helped secure hundreds of millions in public and private funding. They fended off voter suppression lawsuits, recruited armies of poll workers, and got millions of people to vote by mail for the first time. How many voters will...
Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wildcrafted, organic, and natural products you're going to find anywhere, whether it's natural defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or Vasobeats. These are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family, and at the same time, fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Very happy to welcome my guest, Jay Dyer. And go ahead and read the little bio here for you, just as a quick introduction in case you aren't aware of his work. Of course, you can follow him on Twitter at J_D007. His website is jaysanalysis.com. Jay Dyer is an author, comedian, TV presenter, known for his deep analysis of Hollywood, geopolitics, and culture. His graduate work focused on psychological warfare and film, and he's the author of two books, Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2, and the co-creator and co-host of the television show Hollywood Decoded. He's been featured on numerous popular shows and podcasts and in debates with some of the world's top debaters. Quite a resume there. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Jay.
Thank you, Harrison. Pleasure to be here. I like your show.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to calls. It's going to be wild.
Yeah, we got a couple calls with questions for Jay, and we'll get to those in just a second. But first, I just wanted to ask you sort of for my own personal edification, what your path has been like. Because you've been involved, you've been sort of a fixture in the alternative news world for a long time. I first became aware of you because of the esoteric Hollywood stuff, sort of exposing the symbolism and the mind control that's, you know, carried out in our mainstream media and especially our popular culture. But what's been your path and what's your focus now, just sort of how have you grown as a decoder of the esoteric world?
My path was, I was raised Christian, sort of nominal Baptist kind of Christian. And then, I got, pretty wild in high school and, partied a lot, and then decided that was a little, too much, needed to tone it down a little bit, scale it back. And so I went to college and studied philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in college, I studied, film and philosophy, and I started noticing, just being a film buff, that a lot of stuff that was in movies was also kind of real. Like you would notice patterns and things that happened in the real world that were very similar to what was in fiction and film. And, I started wondering why that is. And I had some favorites that I was into in high school. Like I really liked Mel Gibson's Conspiracy Theory.
Mm.
So that kind of set me on the path, you know, and, I was always a big fan of The Godfather and mafia movies. And If you have that kind of an attitude, then you're kind of skeptical, I guess, already of authority, you know.
Right, right, yeah.
Way
sure.
That, and then, so I started, one of the first papers I wrote was about the mafia, and I looked into how they were related to, intelligence agencies, and the CIA had actually helped the mafia in many cases in history. And that just kind of led me down a rabbit hole, in college of studying, the next phase, which is psychological warfare. And that's right around the time that I stumbled on Alex's Bohemian Grove
right.
stuff. And then I found a clip of him critiquing Skull and Bones. I was like, what's Skull and Bones?
Right.
I found Anthony Sutton's book and I read mm-hmm. that. And that led me down just another rabbit hole of trying to connect the intelligence world, espionage, history with fiction, with movies. And the more I dove into that, the more I saw that it's really just like one big, you know, interconnected, like,
right.
rubber, it's like a rubber band ball full of conspiracy.
And it's why we can seem crazy sometimes because it's like, okay, these things don't seem connected,
exactly.
but when you get a sort of holistic understanding of it all, they're all very intricately interconnected, actually.
Yeah. I remember the first time I came across the connections between Hollywood and intelligence agencies. I thought it was crazy. I was
right.
like, what? I mean, it's just people who make movies and want to make money, right? That's the typical response that you get from people is people just want to make money.
Yes.
As if there's never a higher goal than making money. Well, some people, especially people that print the money, like
right.
they don't have the goal just of making the money, right?
They literally have all of the money. So like making
they
money.
Make the money.
Right.
They don't need to make money. And so, I got into studying, Bond, Fleming, that whole nexus.
Right.
And then I realized that I'm writing for academia. I'm writing for, an audience that's never going to read this
right?
because if you write a master's thesis or PhD, it just sits there in a library. Nobody reads it.
Right.
Except an advisor or whatever. So I got sick of academia and decided I want to be a professor. And then I just moved into trying to do media. I was always inspired by the way Alex did his own media. And
right.
I thought, I'm going to try to do that. I'd rather do that than work as a wage slave, at some place. And so.
That's a risky move.
It was a risky move, but it worked out. So, that was, 10 years ago, started trying to do that. And it took several years, but then finally kind of gelled, coalesced into talking about whatever I find interesting. And that happened to be not just movies and symbolism and intelligence agencies, but also then it sort of branched out into, I want to talk about philosophy, right? I mean, studied a lot of that in college and I think it's pretty interesting. And then that branched into theology. I want to talk about, religion, the history of the church, that kind of stuff. So then that branched into just debates.
Right.
Which I didn't actually expect to happen, but, the certain atheists started reaching out. Hey, will you debate me? Let's do a debate. And then that, again, it just kind of snowballs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It turns into where it is now. But, it's been a wild journey.
Well, you're riding that wave. And now I know, your big thing is orthodoxy, right? You're an Orthodox Christian and you do a lot of debates with atheists or Catholics or anybody
Muslims
about,
too.
Or Muslims as well, about Orthodox Christianity. And I know some of my best friends are Orthodox Christian, Greek, Orthodox from the Middle East and stuff. And I've always been very attracted to that. Realm of Christianity. I grew up Episcopalian. Mm. But it seemed to me like everything my friends believed from the Orthodox Church seemed right on. It just seemed correct. And, just from my own personal experience, I was always sort of attracted to that. So I have, friends of mine are always sending me your videos, your debates and things like that because, they feel like you're a really powerful voice and one of the only voices really expressing, the Orthodox theology
right.
out there in the world. So what attracted you to that and how does that relate into the mind control and all that sort of stuff.
Well, being raised Baptist, I had an appreciation for Protestantism and for the Bible. In my early 20s, I got really deep into church history and the church fathers and how the Bible came to be. And that kind of led me into reading Catholic stuff. And back in the early 2000s, there wasn't a whole lot of online resources as there are today about this kind of stuff. So in my mind at that time, it was just kind of a Catholic Protestant level debate.
Right.
And so I had a long period throughout my 20s and early 30s where I was in the traditional Catholic world. I got really into Thomas Aquinas and that kind of medieval scholastic approach. And then once you get in the Catholic world, you're confronted with Vatican II and the modern liberalism of Pope Francis and John Paul II. And so you have to kind of deal with that. And so I tried for many years to make that work. And really what solved it for me was just looking at the first 1,000 years of Christianity. How did they operate? How the church operate, what it looked like, because for me, that would be authentic Christianity, right?
Right.
Because between the East and the West, for the first thousand years, they're the same, more or less, right? So that's the question I think resolves the issue between Orthodox and Roman Catholic. I wasn't really interested in the Protestant world anymore, but, I still have appreciation for a lot of Protestant debaters and theologians. Dr. Greg Bonson's a big hero of mine. He was a famous debater who would destroy atheists back in the 90s. And, but I just felt like there was something missing. And so, got into Orthodoxy about 8 or 9 years ago. I didn't immediately convert. I studied it for a long time. And then
finally, it's a process to convert
yeah,
even. Yeah. You have to go through a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
Depending on who it is.
And so what is the role of Orthodoxy now moving forward, and what can it offer to the modern world? Because I know, like I said, a lot of my friends are Orthodox, and they're like, it's the only solution. They're like, all the Christians around the world, we need to come under one church so we can all be sort of a unified front against what we see around us, which is this pretty open Satanism attempting to destroy all the churches piecemeal. We need to all come together. What's the role of Orthodoxy, do you think, in the modern world?
I think it is the authentic expression of Christianity. That's not to deride people that aren't Orthodox, but just simply to say that I think that Orthodoxy is what has the fullness of Christianity. And I think that it represents, because it's not just a focus on the political, right?
Right.
Not to deride the political, it's important. But I kind of think there's higher level things that kind of influence the political sphere. And, you know, there's the family sphere, and there's the, you know, all these different spheres of life. But that spiritual sphere is really what dictates, and I think is the most important. That's why I kind of focus on that realm most of the time in my debates and my talks nowadays. But I think that Orthodoxy represents the best hope for resistance, because it has this notion of a balance between the particular and the common. So one of the many. And by that, I mean that you can retain your who you are, your tradition, at the same time as being linked to other people with common principles and ideologies. And so there's a balance there. You're not like forced all the way over into some kind of like collectivism, at the same time as you're not forced all the way over into some atomistic anarchic individualism.
Right.
There's a balance there that's really the heart of the whole system, philosophically speaking.
And when it comes to the political, I've seen the occasional, and you actually were talking about it in a video that was sent, and we played the video yesterday, a Catholic, I guess, bishop or a Catholic priest talking about the mark of the beast, talking about how we're up against evil. But to me, it's mostly the Orthodox that are actually saying, hey, this is the mark of the beast that we're facing, and we have to stand up against this, where it seems like Protestants don't even know and are just going, full force into this world of evil. So we'll talk about all of it and more and take your calls. It's Jay Dyer. Jaysanalysis.com is the website.
Every product you hear me on air advertising, we have in stock in our warehouse in Austin, Texas. Every product. So if you order it, we've got it. It ships out in a couple days, sometimes the same day. Listeners get confused when they hear me talk about the fact that the supply chain's breaking down and it's future orders. It's product we're trying to reorder to get back in that we're having trouble with. I mean, I'm talking about double, triple, quadruple delivery times. And it's across not just the supplement, vitamin, mineral industry. It's across every industry. So the globalists have successfully devastated the economy. That's why I'm saying you need to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get high-quality supplements while you still can, and storable food at InfoWarsStore.com, because we have it in stock. It's ready to ship. But with the supply chain breakdowns, prices are going up, availability is going down, and it's just crazy. So please, get products while you still can, and support the InfoWar, InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high-grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ and the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure Deep Earth Crystal Iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high-quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWars you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com. Look, I've been harping on Q for the last few years, not because the giant, huge Q movement was competition. My goodness, I could have embraced Q and just my show would have been bigger than ever. But I can't lie to you. Not consciously. I make mistakes sometimes. And I knew Q was controlled. I knew it was putting out false info. It was covering real issues but giving fake dates, telling you we were invincible. And now we're here in 2021, and I just see so many people now that are still believing in some magic trick and that Trump's still president, he's going to save us. And that's just not the case. We're going to have to save ourselves with God's help. There's an old Bedouin saying that trust in God but tie up your camel. Hunter S. Thompson said, pray to God but roll away from the rocks. And that's what InfoWars is about, is admitting the truth. There's a lot of positive things. The world's awakening to the New World Order. Q was an attempt to hijack our movement, and it's failed now. So now we know the truth, and now we're getting ready to take action.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Oh, Lord of hosts, be with us, for we have none other help in times of adversity but thee.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's American Journal. Jay Dyer is my guest. You can find him on Twitter at J_D007 and his website, jaysanalysis.com. Now, you mentioned James Bond and Ian Fleming. Does that inspire your 007 moniker
here
on Twitter?
Yeah, I was being silly. And I mean, back when I started Twitter years and years ago, I didn't even think about it being like a media thing. I was just being silly. So I don't think I'm 007.
Uh-huh. We'll see. All right. We're going to go out to your phone calls. People have some questions for Jay, and we'll toss the mic over to him as soon as you get your questions in. And we've done this a few times, and it's worked pretty well because the callers have been very concise and insightful, and then we let our guest take over. So let's go to Scott in Texas, who has a question about Bill Gates. Thanks for calling in, Scott. You are on the air with Jay Dyer.
Gil Bates.
Scott, are you there?
Pleasure to speak to Matthew, gentlemen.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, Jay, I loved you on Grand Theft World a couple weeks ago. That was awesome. I just realized Richard Grove's been around for a while. So that was pretty interesting watching y'all two come about. My point was about a lady called in on the War Room a few months ago and was talking about a Bill Gates little, he was like introducing the God gene and how to eradicate it to the Pentagon. I just wanted to let everyone know that the Corbett Report, James Corbett did an amazing job and fact checked it, and it's all fake.
Right.
Like the whole thing is just, you know, one of those disinformation little things. So I just wanted to get that out there. But
yeah, I'm aware of that.
What do you think about the Super Bowl, Jay?
Yeah, actually, I don't know if, I don't know, maybe Owen and I were going to talk about it, I'm not sure, but there was obvious symbolism in the fact that you had this choir, right, of robots, and then you have all these people sort of walking, you know, in step like drones, and then they all collapse after staring at their cell phones, and they've got surgical masks on. I was starting to think that maybe next year they're going to mandate that we have to wear surgical masks to cover our whole face or whatever. So, yeah, I think it was just preposterous. It wasn't even a good performance, and it was pretty much, I mean, the red and the black to me suggested either something communistic or perhaps Church of Satan. I don't know.
Well, you know, people I feel like are getting more aware of the fact that there's this symbolism. And thanks to your work, thanks to Alex Jones, thanks to just people, you know, spreading messages about this or dissecting what they're seeing. It seems like, you know, the halftime Super Bowl show used to be like a full on, like, satanic ritual,
yeah.
Right? Do you think now the people in charge are sort of tempering their symbols? Do you think they're sort of pulling back a little bit because so many people are waking up and becoming aware and actually looking out for this stuff?
I would have thought so, maybe, but no. Like, there was so if you go back a few years, it was Coldplay and Beyonce's was like a Black Lives Matter march thing when she performed, and then Coldplay's was Everybody Be One Global. That was their whole theme. And then it was something, I don't remember, I'm not a huge Super Bowl fan, but the last one that I remember was the Shakira, J-Lo, Wine Mom strip dance.
Very weird, like, yeah. Oh,
get your daughters to strip, right? And then we have this, and this one to me looks like it's, you know, it's about us being drones. It's about us being mind controlled, and we don't even know it. And that's what they usually like to do in that those big Super Bowl high-profile ritual events is to really throw it in your face. Think back to when Pink literally was in, I don't know if it's the VMAs or MTV Awards or whatever, but she's up there literally undergoing a Masonic initiation ritual with
right.
her, you know, sleeve or her pant leg hiked up, and she's got the blindfold on, and she's doing like this, and there's the noose around her neck. I mean, very obviously a Masonic initiation. Lady Gaga hanging there bloody as a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. There's one from Taylor Swift where she was being initiated in this Eyes Wide Shut style ritual in the UK. So I think they're absolutely 100% throwing that ritual initiation stuff in our face.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing that Scott from Texas, thanks for the call, Scott, he mentioned was the Bill Gates video. And I know we've all seen it, and I've heard a little bit about it not being legitimate, but I was never really able to confirm whether it was totally fake, totally false, or whether it was not, you know, it wasn't Bill Gates, but it was real. What's the background on that?
So there was a video going around from, around the mid 2000s, and it was, this idea that the Pentagon had, it was a guy giving a lecture, and it was supposedly that the Pentagon had developed a vaccine that could erase the religious spheres in the brain.
Right. The fun vaccine. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, it eventually morphed into this idea that was Bill Gates and that was all disinformation. But, I do think that presentation was a real presentation about
right.
some kind of inoculation that could do that. I don't know if it was the Pentagon or where it was, but, I mean, that's been floating around for a long, long time.
Yeah. Cause the video seemed real for me. I can usually yeah. tell if something's.
But it's not anything to do with Bill Gates or whatever.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't have anything to do with Bill Gates. But, and of course, even if that presentation was totally fake, we do have very real, scientific evidence where they're like, we can shut off parts of the brain with magnets exactly. and it makes you less faithful and all this sort of stuff. So the science is real, whether that presentation is real or who's involved in it.
Right.
It might just be a nice little, illustration yeah, of something that could have happened. Yeah. And here's the video.
So it is a real presentation, but you can't really tell who's up there giving the presentation, but that's not Bill Gates.
Right. And it's not Bill Gates. And so that allows them, because people say it's Bill Gates, they're allowed to say, nope, totally fake, totally false. It's not Bill Gates. And it's like, well, that's not really the important part. The important part is that they've developed a vaccine.
That there is this thing. Yeah.
I mean, get rid of religion.
You get into the history of DARPA and the Pentagon. I mean, they've been studying this stuff since their inception. I mean,
yeah.
the whole history of mind control is directly connected to, like, you know, brain chip interface stuff.
Right.
Right. Back to the 30s, 40s, 50s. So there's no doubt that that's the kind of thing that they study and research. And there's been a lot of public articles that have come out about, you know, DARPA developing stuff that wipes memories
mm-hmm.
and whole centers of the brain. I went on a date with a girl one time who had undergone a surgery.
Really?
She had a traumatic memory that was like they pinpointed where the memories are stored for certain things. And they had, like, I don't know, snipped it out or what.
Wow,
they did,
that's creepy.
I don't think she was lying. I mean, she's like, I had a traumatic event and, you know, bugged me all the time. And I just wanted to have it out of my head. And so she's like, I went into this, you know, free experimental surgery and blah, 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 blah.
Wow, that's incredibly creepy. And, you know, I mentioned earlier today that interview with Mike Wallace and Aldous Huxley, where he's talking about, you know, they'll make you be happy when you oughtn't be happy. And one of the things he was discussing back in 1956 was at that point, they already had nodes that they could, you know, install into your brain and basically activate your dopamine or your serotonin or whatever it is to make you happy, even though, you know, the situation that you're in actually should be miserable. So for, you know, at least 50, 60 years,
right.
this technology has been available. To think that they have not been continuing this research or that they aren't actually using it is pretty far-fetched.
Yeah, you know, one of the popular psychonauts has a whole chapter in his book on his research into the chip brain interface. Dr. John Lilly, if you read his autobiography, John C. Lilly, he has a whole chapter on how, like, he was doing the float tank stuff, and he thought that was really interesting. And then when he started doing the brain chip stuff, he says that's when the Navy and the ONI, Office of Naval Intelligence, and the CIA and all these people came to him and said, was like, oh, we like this brain chip stuff. So
yeah, well, it's very tempting for people that want total control to use their mind control. And then I did a big thing last year about I always forget his name, the Jonestown and Jim Jones, and how that was all connected to the mind control experiments that were being carried out in, mental institutions in the 70s.
You and Cameron.
Yeah. And it's all very creepy. Well, we'll go to more of your phone calls on the other side. We'll start with Dennis in New Hampshire about the need to get vocal about resisting. Stay with us, folks. It's American Journal, Infowars.com, and band.video. Share these links.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun has vitamin D3 highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter sun, back in stock for a limited time.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's so hard for me when I'm cutting ads not get overly excited. People ask me all the time, they go, Jones, are you on cocaine? Are you on meth? How are you so excited? How do I not get excited about world government, forced masks, forced inoculations, open announcements that our country is going to be dissolved? I'm sorry. I'm a fighter. And I know many of you out there watching and listening are fighters as well. And so I'll just say this. I try to be calm. I try to be focused. I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't still on air right now. But I just really want to thank you for keeping us on air. Because you have to realize, when I tell you that you're the InfoWar, that's not me patting you on the head. You are 99% of the equation. So when you decide to spread the word, when you decide to buy the products, InfoWarsStore.com, when you decide to share the articles and videos we produce, it changes the world. So you are the InfoWar. Thank you so much for the fight. Thank you for all you've done. Now let's take action together and take down the globalist. The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalist, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is, they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man. Trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
In 2008,
with a primate is have it learn through trial and error that by thinking it can move a robotic arm and feed itself. It didn't take too long for the neural interface issue to be resolved once people figured out you could implant electrodes on brain tissue and then take a biological signal and turn it into an electrical signal and amplify it. The monkey would begin to experiment and would think about where it wanted the arm to go. So it was learning, I have a new appendage. The same is true in people. As you can see, just 4 years later, we see it being done in humans.
45 minutes ago, I got to use a robotic arm for the first time, and I got to reach out and touch somebody for the first time in 7 years.
It also has some fun implications. If you see now, where do you imagine this going when you think of it as an offensive or defensive opportunity with respect to the intelligence community? The natural segue then would be, if I can send motor function from a brain to a mechanical arm, is it possible to send motor functions from one human to another human? So I call it the possession experiment. But essentially what's happening is when one person is playing the video game, they're not using their hands. They're simply looking at targets. What's going on in the other room is a transcranial magnetic stimulation device that creates a magnetic field that excites neurons. And it's the other man's hand that begins to move and hits the targets. So you've co-opted the portion of a body of another human, and then their hand can behave in the way that you want it to do. But the person on the receiving end described the sensation as rather odd. Said, I didn't know anything until I saw my hand beginning to move. And felt that it was something other, and its hand was moving. Hand could punch in a code. Hand could do a number of things. But the really fun part was that you're taking over somebody else's physical body with the mind of another human.
So there you go. The possession experiment, and this was a presentation that I guess was given to the Defense Department about how this could be weaponized. And that video is within a larger video from Way of the World called Creating a New Human for a New Global Order. So all of this ties in together, doesn't it, Jay?
It does. I was remembering the book by Jose Delgado, which is Physical Control of the Mind. And so the irony is that pretty much all of these MKUltra doctors, you can still find their books. Mm. They all have public published books, even to the point where you can find Dr. Westerbrooks has a famous piece that he published on splitting personalities through these kinds of techniques, and that was actually published. That's still in the DSMV, as far as I know. I looked a couple years ago. So this is all public. It's been there for a long time. It's just people don't know that, and so I'm not surprised that they have expanded the mad science craziness to, you know, try to have some guy who's like controlling.
Literally. I mean, yeah.
The guys in the control room, like they have my chip in. Right.
Right. Incredibly creepy. Like literal flesh puppets. Yeah. Right. In case, just being a figurative puppet wasn't enough for them. Of course, my guest, Jay Dyer at J_D007 on Twitter, his website, jaysanalysis.com, where he gets into all of this stuff and more. And we want to go out to the phone calls because you have questions for him or comments that perhaps he can respond to. Dennis in New Hampshire wants to talk about the need to get vocal about resisting. Thanks for calling in, Dennis. You're on the air with Jay Dyer. Dennis, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you, Dennis. Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, yeah, good. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Of course, this is a little different than where Jay, my initial comment and what I wanted to talk about, but it can pertain. One of the things that woke my eyes up months and months ago during the summer, I go to church regularly, and I watched the parents march their little children up with their masks dutifully on, positioning it, 2-3-year-old kids. And it just struck me as what's going to happen 15, 20 years from now when this generation of 3, 4, 5, 10-year-old children that are paranoid, just have this paranoia fear drilled into them, this germ, what's going to become of society? Now, that being said, I immediately, when I started to think about this, said, you know what? There's only one way to fight this. Every single solitary person has to be vocal. Yes, it's okay not to wear the mask. You don't believe in, and I don't believe in wearing the mask either. I think it's a lot of first off, people spend more time touching their face, adjusting it,
right,
when they wear the mask than if they didn't have the mask.
Yeah.
So with that being said, what my approach is I get vocal about it. I go to the store And if I see the red arrow going this way, do not enter. I stand there and I wait until there's a, you know, I don't draw a crowd, but I will soon for what I tell you. I say, I'm going this way because I'm told this is not what I'm supposed to do. Oops, I guess I'm going the wrong way. And then when I'm walking through a store and it says you must wear a mask, guess what I say? I'm not wearing a mask. And I got to tell you something. I would say 50% of the people or more, they just break out laughing. What they have their mask on was their followers, just right. Like sheep. People stand up and get vocal about this.
Yeah, and that's distinctly American of you, I would say. Thank you so much for the call, Dennis. So Dennis touched on a couple points there, Jay, that we'll get your comment on. Obviously, the use of fear, the effect this is having on children. And then, you know, are we losing, as Americans, losing this, come and take it attitude, this sort of rebellious attitude that's always been an aspect of our DNA as Americans? Are we losing that?
I mean, aren't we like Lewis and Clark? Aren't we people that go on expeditions and adventures? I mean,
we used to be, yeah.
Right. Could you imagine, the idea we were talking about this when I was at church a while back, the idea that people who even go to church think that this is somehow, you know, they're going to get sick at church. And so imagine going to the great physician, Jesus. Right. And wearing your mask, walking up to Jesus to be healed.
Right.
Right. But you don't want to give Jesus COVID, right? So
right.
Like, he's the great physician. It's just that silly, right? I mean, that's the point of going to church is, right? You're there to be healed, both physically and spiritually. So, I just think it's absurd. It's the weirdest, psyop I've ever seen. Like, it's so global. It's so in everyone's face. It's just amazing. I've never seen anything like this. And I mean, I've studied psyops for a long time.
Right.
This
right.
one is just, unbelievable.
Totally overbearing, right? And what I keep trying to express, or at least trying to figure out for myself, is how all of these different things tie in together. Because I don't think it's any coincidence that we saw COVID at the same time that we saw the Black Lives Matter riots break out, at the same time that we saw the voter fraud. I mean, they all tie into each other, right? And do you think it's just now that people are starting to wake up and they had, you know, that setback with Trump for the globalist plans to move forward? Are they just desperate to try to get back, you know, to where they were and try to prevent sort of people from rebelling against them? What do you think it is that's caused last year and now into this year the insanity to just ratchet up 100 times? Any ideas?
It's that we're at this crucial point where they want to move to the next phase of the plan.
Right.
It's that age of transition I was talking about yesterday. So they have to bring in all this chaos. And then even to the point of made up crises, right? I mean, think about climate change. That's a great example of a huge, you know, scam that's not even a real threat. But most of the left, half the population operates under this false notion that, you know, we just existing are damaging the environment. And so you notice this pattern over and over of crisis, 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 crisis. All the global elite books talk about crisis. And so they'll even invent these crises, and that's what it is. It's just fear, straight up just controlling people by fear, because most people are controlled by fear.
Right.
Right. So, yes, that's why they have to sort of, grind that out of us, break our will, as they just recently said. And the breaking of that will, I think, is what is one big purpose of the mask.
Mm.
And they'll do that. You know, you can read about the Soviets and these different tyrants who would do this kind of absurd stuff. It was making me think of how in gulags, like they would say, okay, move this pile of rocks from here to here. And then you do that all day. And then like, okay, now move it back.
Right.
And it's absurd. It's meaningless to degrade and dehumanize and sort of break you down.
Yeah.
That's
and
the purpose.
Of course, we're talking about, Jonestown and the idea that, you know, my whole thing is like they're indoctrinating us into a death cult. And that's one of the like primary tools of cults a lot of time for brainwashing is you get your flock to truly believe in the absurd.
Yes.
So they'll accept very readily the stuff that isn't quite as absurd, but just as damaging. It's, we're literally being indoctrinated into a death cult using, our fear as a lever to shove us into that. More with Jay Dyer on the other side, folks. Final. Segment of American Journal. Stay with us.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the info war.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun has vitamin D3, highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off, or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today, because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter sun, back in stock for a limited time. Every product you hear me on air advertising, we have in stock in our warehouse in Austin, Texas. Every product. So if you order it, we've got it. It ships out in a couple days, sometimes the same day. Listeners get confused when they hear me talk about the fact that the supply chain's breaking down, and it's future orders. It's product we're trying to reorder to get back in that we're having trouble with. I mean, I'm talking about double, triple, quadruple delivery times. And it's across not just the supplement, vitamin, mineral industry. It's across every industry. So the globalists have successfully devastated the economy. That's why I'm saying you need to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get high-quality supplements while you still can, and storable food at InfoWarsStore.com, because we have it in stock. It's ready to ship. But with the supply chain breakdowns, prices are going up, availability is going down, and it's just crazy. So please get products while you still can and support the InfoWar, InfoWarsStore.com. Look, a lot of people got mad at me during the Q thing when I told you Trump was in trouble, they were going to steal the election. They said, Jones, we're invincible, everything's handled. I get it. We got the Super Bowl champion Trump. He's invincible. Jones, stop being pessimistic. We're on the winning team. Well, I started out on air 27 years ago. We were not the winning team. When 1 out of 100 people knew the Federal Reserve was private, when almost no one knew about the globalist or Satanism or international pedophile rings or Bohemian Grove or Skull and Bones. So see, I came from a time when nobody supported us. I had to claw my way up and wake up the planet with your help. And so when I got mad at Q, singing people lullabies and making them go to sleep, I wasn't mad at you. I just wanted you to understand that we hadn't won the war yet. So, InfoWars is real. We've been proven we're right, and we're still on air, fighting harder than ever. But it's only your word of mouth about the local station you're listening to, or TV station you're watching, or InfoWars.com or Band.video that circumvents the censors. They want to censor us, so don't let them do it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Final segment of American Journal, InfoWars.com. The Alex Jones Show begins at 11 a.m. I'm sitting here with Jay Dyer, his Twitter at J_D007, his website jaysanalysis.com. Does amazing stuff with Esoteric Hollywood. His books, Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2, are sort of great primers on how to decode the symbolism that we see shoved in our faces from every direction. And there you have the Bitcoin header. We talked a little bit about Bitcoin a little bit earlier. What's your read on Bitcoin now? And it's in the news so much.
I'm happy. I got interested in 2017, and initially I was telling you, I was very skeptical. I wrote some articles critiquing it, saying I thought it was a scam. And then I changed my mind the more I got into it, and I realized that, I mean, as with any technology, it can be used for good or for evil.
Right.
You know, a gun can be used for good or for evil. And then I realized that this is much more than a monetary network or a thing to make money. This is actually something revolutionary that we've never seen in the history of the world. This is a way to store not just value and energy over time without loss, but even ideas, even things that like information and knowledge so that it can't be erased.
Right.
You understand that that's what that can be. The potential for that is amazing. There's never been anything like that.
Yeah. And we've had a lot of callers talk about that, when we're sort of brainstorming how to prevent voter fraud. People say, that process is one way that that could be actualized. And then it also goes to the heart of the issue, right? Is that, and we were talking in the break, so I can't remember what we talked about on air or what we talked about during the break, but we were talking about, the monetary system, how it's not all about money. These people aren't trying to make money. They have all the money. So, you know, money is just a system of control for them that they can use and exploit. And this sort of goes to the heart of that, right? Of course, Ron Paul, the great, like, you know, cut off the head of the snake, end the Fed. And that's what Bitcoin is helping to do.
Well, I talked to a guy last night who is a super duper knowledgeable, longtime, engineer, pro Bitcoin type of person. And this was essentially what we're talking about, was that he was pointing out that people think this is just like a stock or some sort of thing that you're trading, and they don't understand how revolutionary the technology is.
Right.
And it took, for me, it took two engineers explaining this to me, not money guys, which I initially heard about it through Max Kaiser. Which is fine, because it got me interested in it, and Max did kind of convince me to get into buying some several years ago. But when I understood the engineering philosophy of Bitcoin, that's when I really was like, oh, then the light comes on. You realize what this actually is. It's like the Library of Alexandria online, and it can't be destroyed because, you know, it's a decentralized network. So you can't, you know, my books, they could burn my books. They can delete my books. And, you know, the internet is turning into a thing where they literally, like 1984, erase history.
Yeah.
So how do we preserve for future generations? Well, the potential for the blockchain is that kind of a thing, to be to be a Library of Alexandria that's also a transfer of value, also a store of value, also a store of representation of human energy, because everything else, fiat, it just bleeds and leaks your energy.
Right.
Right. Through inflation over time. Which is theft.
Right. Yeah.
So once I understood that that's really what this is, the potential is amazing.
All right. So let's go out to, we'll try to do one more phone call here before we have to, close it down with, Jay Dyer. Let's go to, Daniel in Texas, who wants to talk about, the Jesuits and Trump. I hear a lot of talk about the Jesuits. I don't maybe understand it as well as others, but, thanks for calling in, Daniel. You're on the air with Jay Dyer.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Hey, I want to, like, go all the way back to 2016 debate. You know, when I was hearing Trump talk about border walls and stricter immigration from radical Islam countries. Mm-hmm. And me being a U.S. Army vet, that appealed to me. So I've been a Trump supporter ever since, okay? At that time, I had no idea about Alex Jones or InfoWars or anything. I basically hadn't been red-pilled yet, okay?
Right.
Then I go to a new congregation. I get involved with Elder Jerry Heelan out in Atlanta, Texas. And, Jay, I would like to refer a book of his to you. I think you would enjoy it. It's called The Spirits Like Frogs Identified. I'm recommending that to the world right now by Elder Jerry Heelan. And you can find that at www.yea777.org.
All right. Well, we're kind of running out of time here, Daniel. So do you have a question for Mr. Dyer?
Yeah, man. You know, Kanye Trump calls Trump his brother in Dragon Energy. The OK sign that they used to throw up said was white supremacy. Everybody behind it knows that's 666. Every time Trump made a major point, he would do the OK sign. He was swearing to the 666 when he did that. All right. He went to the school of Jesuits. I know his dad was a big John Birch guy, you know, but he's just a puppet, too. He don't give a crap about us. He never did. He's just a good actor. He got tuned up on The Apprentice. He got his tune up.
All right. Yeah. I think we got your point, Daniel. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're running out of time here. Thank you so much, for the question. What's your read on Trump, Jay? Controlled opposition, an actor controlled by somebody. What's your read on that?
I always saw Trump as somebody who represents kind of the, older Americana. And so even though he had a lot of connections to, you know, powerful elite people, that's because he's obviously a rich guy. He's done a lot of wheeling and dealing in New York. I don't think you can be a powerful billionaire out of New York without some wheeling and dealing, but I think he, what he represents in this, and certain, power structures and influence that don't want to see America move into the total full on Brzezinski level globalism. That's why he was a problem. So regardless of his motives, regardless of what, he did wrong and right. And I think he did a lot of good things, better than any president I can think of. And yes, he had some failures as well, but I think that he just represents a stumbling block, even just as a symbol,
right?
Even as a meme, he's a stumbling block. More so, it's almost like, you know, the Sam Hyde meme. It takes on a life of its own,
right?
In the same way that Trump is a meme, is an image that goes beyond Trump, and what it represents has to be destroyed.
Yeah, and he woke up a lot of people.
Exactly.
I know I was always a libertarian. I sort of always bought the open borders argument until I heard Trump sort of elucidate exactly what open borders was about. And so it changed my mind. So I know he's had a big impact, against.
How can he keep getting away with it?
I know. Somebody's got to stop him one of these days. So Jay, what are you doing right now? What are you working on? Or, are you, I know you're sort of traveling around Texas a little bit. Is that going to continue, or are you headed back home after this?
No, it's pretty much done. Coming to see you guys is kind of the last leg of this, but, we're going to continue doing talks on theology, the Gospel of John. We're going to continue doing Global Elites books. That's kind of what I do, is basically I read these gigantic tomes and then,
right,
you know, summarize it for people, because a lot of people don't have time to read this kind of stuff. So I do your homework for you, right? I'm your nerd who, you know, you come to me and I'll give you the answers, and then you go cheat when the test comes on, you know, multiple choice or whatever. But
yeah, I noticed that whenever you do a debate, you have these big tomes and they have like post-it notes all the way throughout, and you go, that guy actually read that whole
book. Well, the joke is that I just put this post-it notes in there and I actually read the books.
You're right.
It's just fake. It just looks like I read the books, but.
But you do read the books.
I do.
You do the homework so other people
My wife can attest that I do actually read the books, but. yeah, so we're going to continue working through those. I mean, we've done about 45 or 50 of those, everything from Bertrand Russell, H.G. Wells, Jonas Salk, Jacques Attali, Brzezinski, Rockefellers, that kind of stuff. And then I've got a book coming out, hopefully this year pretty soon, dealing with philosophy and debates and arguments for the existence of God, that'll come out probably maybe in the next 6 months. And then a lot of people, I was out, a lot of people said, when is Hollywood, Circle Hollywood 3 coming? So I may have to go ahead and do Circle Hollywood 3, but, yeah, just continue churning out the content.
That can all be found at jaysanalysis.com and on Twitter at J_D007. My final question to you, what do you see happening in the next year? Do you have any predictions for where this all goes? I mean, all my predictions are rather, dismal.
Yeah.
I don't see it slowing down. I see the control ratcheting up. You mentioned it earlier, like they want to move to the next level. The illustration I was using was like, they're like revving the engine because they're about to shift gears up to that, fourth or fifth gear of global control.
Exactly.
And that's what I see. Any predictions for the next year?
New absurdities. I saw people out literally wearing 2 and 3 masks. I don't know how they're getting around. Like, how do you, their masks wear masks, and their masks wear masks, and the mask wearing. So it's like meta level, you know,
masks on masks. Yeah. Right. Any attempt for us to pull back somehow, or are we just trying to like throw speed bumps in front of the racing
train?
Somebody
was saying that like Biden is actually a good thing because it's going to put people back in the mode of like seeing how bad it is.
Mm.
And that's going to hopefully wake more and more people up. So that's my hope, is that it's just going to be so absurd that we can maybe gain a few more, you know, open-minded people, wake them up. But I'm afraid that economically, monetarily, yeah, I mean, we're going to see a lot of money printing. I think we're going to have bad economic times is my suspicion.
Yeah, and maybe the only hope we have is that enough people wake up and realize what's going on and do things in their own lives that can help combat this. And then all together, hopefully as a snowball rolling down a hill, we can get the momentum we need to stop this train in its tracks. Well, thank you so much for being with us. That's Jay Dyer on Twitter at J_D007. The Alex Jones Show begins in 1 minute, folks. Don't go anywhere. Infowars.com.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ and the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure deep earth crystal iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high-quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high-quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWar, so you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.